Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
4th of July celebrations are underway all over the country this weekend, but the most attention is being reserved for the one here in Washington tomorrow. Betting is going on all over town as to whether he will draw as many people as the Beach Boys.
A torrential rainstorm threatened to cancel the concert.
I'm praying that it continues to rain, because I thought that's the only thing that can save me. And I said, just keep the faith. And I went out on stage and I said to the crowd, the show will go on. And if you're willing to stay, I'm more than ready and willing and able to do the show. Well, the place went up for grabs, and a bolt of lightning went through the place. And I went back to the trailer, and we waited. It couldn't have been 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And the PR lady came running in, and she said, there is a rainbow over the Washington Monument.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Newton! I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. And we're going to do our damnedest to give you the best show that we're capable of giving you.
I ended the show with America and asked the crowd to sing.
Quit playing all the music.
And they heard that crowd singing 8 city blocks away.
Isn't that great, Wayne?
Wow.
Keep in mind, at the beginning of that piece, well, I won't talk like that, you talk like that, but
right.
At the beginning of the piece,
right.
If you remember, this was back when James Watt said the Beach Boys suck,
right.
And they couldn't perform on the 4th of July.
Yeah, because the Beach Boys were too edgy.
They replaced the Beach Boys with Wayne Newton. At the beginning of that tape, Wayne Newton is saying he's praying for rain.
Right.
The reason he's praying for rain is because he's positive he's not the Beach Boys. Nobody's going to be out there to see him. Right.
Exactly.
But then somehow everything works out.
Finances have often bedeviled Newton. In 1991, while he was earning $250,000 a week, he was sued by...
Well, let me just say hi. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, welcome to the pre-show.
Creditors for $22 million in unpaid bills to reorganize his...
And can I just say this? Oh. As I look at the funeral today...
Yes.
And I see Kirk Douglas.
Right.
And, of course, Merv everywhere. Fabulous Merv.
Fabulous Merv is everywhere.
Other showbiz luminaries. Mm-hmm. I ask myself, where is Wayne Newton at the Ronald Reagan funeral?
Where is Newton?
Where is he?
His growing debt. In 1992, Newton filed for bankruptcy.
That's the hardest decision I've ever made in my life, because I'm a man with a great deal of pride, maybe more than I should have. And to file for reorganization was very, very painful, because I knew what the world would make of it.
Newton parted with his managers and took control. He asked his friend Donald Trump, no stranger to bill collectors himself,
here's the advice.
He said, do yourself a favor. He said, get the attorneys out of it. He should pick up the phone and call your major creditors.
He should
say, hi, this is Wayne Newton. I want to come and talk to you.
Newton was able to settle with many of his creditors and managed to maintain his lifestyle. Now he writes his own checks.
And let that be advice for any of you listeners out there that have MasterCard or a Visa calling or Bank One or whatever. Just,
right.
You know, just say, hi, this is Wayne Newton.
Just, write your own checks.
And they will allow you to work out whatever financial plan you have to work out while you are able to maintain your lifestyle.
That's great.
Wayne, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because you've proven that you can get by in this day and age on $250,000 a week.
Thank you, Ron. And the beating you guys take.
And where was he at the funeral today? And you know, there were other showbiz people besides just Kirk Douglas, and I was praying that he was going to get up and speak, but he did. Do we have a Kirk Douglas?
I'll explain later. I'll explain it all to you, Don.
I'm trying to think. There were Hollywood power couples there. There were Hollywood.
The way I heard
there.
The funeral described as a touch of DC and a touch of Hollywood.
Yeah, Buzz, if you would see, you know, I watched the whole goddamn thing today and was not able to.
I was unable to watch it today.
See if I can find a who's who.
I was busy attending the Stepford Wives.
Oh, what, you looking for the next? Yeah, doing some scouting?
Just a little scouting. You know what? dream scenario in a lot of that movie.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was better, but then I'm prejudiced.
I was hoping to get him to stand up and say a few words.
I guess they didn't have time.
I guess not.
Time.
Out of time?
Out of time.
Kirk Douglas.
Greed is good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kirk.
Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, hold on. But before we even do this, we have an affiliate of the day call. Somebody screwed something up already?
Wow.
Hello, Dennis from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Green Bay, our station, WNFL. All right, we're taking this call before we've even officially started the show. Why is this station the station of the day?
It is the station of the day because they are broadcasting the Don and Mike show and simultaneously broadcasting a rebroadcast of yesterday's Glenn Beck show.
Wow.
What is Glenn Beck?
Glenn Beck.
Who is that, a talk DJ?
He looks like Craig Kilborn, but he talks like Rush Limbaugh.
Hey, that's
a 1-2 punch.
That's a package that'll take you far.
That's a show business double threat.
All right, well, thank you, Dennis. Thank you for the update. This seems to be happening every once in a while. Who am I kidding? Daily on one of our affiliates where they just forget to throw the switch and there were two shows at once.
Yesterday, our affiliate of the day was Spokane, Washington, right?
And yesterday, it's Green Bay. Here's Tracy from Oklahoma. Tracy.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey.
Howdy.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, I told you I'd call when I got out, so I'm just making my appearance, making my call.
Oh, he's out.
You're out of jail?
Out of prison. I'm the one that sent the drawings of the person we can't name, or can we name him now?
Who are you talking about?
That radio DJ that I did the drawings of, dressed in the skirts, always getting beat down.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The HS is his initials.
Oh, Howard.
What about Howard?
Oh, I was the one that always took them drawings.
You
always
what?
I wrote in doing the Charlie Stossel and everything.
You sent us drawings? Is that right?
I sent you a bunch of
them. Hi, Joe.
Remember, this was the guy that I got his picture off the internet and he had the barbed wire tattoo around his neck.
Oh, yeah. What were you in the joint for, sir?
Burglaries.
Burglary, you going to fly on the straight and narrow now?
Oh, I already am.
That's good for you. Good for you.
Well, you know me, I'm a very shallow person. Why did you mention Howard's name?
Oh, well, because at the time you guys was having your little thing where you couldn't say his name, I sent you all them drawings of him getting beat up.
Oh, okay. All right, now I can see. Right. Now I understand. Back 3 or 4 years ago when Howard had an edict that no one in the company could say his name.
That's right.
You would draw us pictures.
I love to ask people in different walks of life.
Of Howard Stern in prison with us beating him.
I like to have different questions for different people in different lines of work. This would be a line of work. And it always goes something like this. What was your most negative experience while in prison?
Getting too drunk and passing out in my own cell and having the guards find me like that.
And Mike, conversely?
And what was the best experience?
Let's see.
Take your time.
Sure.
What was the best? How long were you in the joint?
About 12 years.
What was the best?
12 years. So now, did anything happen besides just the burglary?
Oh, no, I just had a bunch of burglaries and theft.
Oh, a bunch of burglaries, okay. Yeah.
So, what was great? What was one good thing in 12 years?
Eating steak once.
Eating steak one time in 12 years. That should tell everybody they might want to stay out of the joint.
Yeah. Let me just tell you a bit of advice that I've recently learned. And God willing, I've not been in your situation, but if I was in prison for 12 years, I would tell you what Donald Trump once told a friend of mine. You go to the warden and you say, this is Wan Newton.
It works miracles.
Yeah. All right, Tracy. See ya.
Hey, Tracy.
All right. Yeah.
How is it being in prison with a girl's name?
Well, actually, that's why I went to PUP, but it really didn't bother me too much.
It didn't bother you?
I'm 204 and kind of stocky. And
So nobody messed with you, Tracy.
You sound hot. You sound dreamy.
Oh, I am. Well, thank you, Don.
All right. Goodbye. Hold on.
We appreciate
that's
the Tracy. Compliment. He's out, a free man now, and will...
You've not even started the show.
He will never sin again.
He was in prison for burglary, and he just stole my heart.
Hello? Yes,
hello.
Yes,
Mr. Shannon.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon. Let me say, big Reagan Fest weekend. Hey, Mr. Drysdale.
Yes, there, Mr. Shannon.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon. Where does David Hasselhoff often stop to eat in the morning?
Where?
Drunken Donuts. He got a DUI.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Well, there we go, Mr. Shannon. Look at him. Look at that boy laughing.
He loves that.
What Swedish supergroup imprisoned Han Solo?
Abba One Kenobi?
Abba the Hutt.
Abba the Hutt, okay.
All right, let's see if you get this one.
All right, Mr. Shannon.
You smart banker. Hello, Scott Shannon here. What's O.J. Simpson's favorite family drama on the WB?
I don't know, Mr. Shannon.
Killmore Girls. I'll give that
finally.
One. Killmore Girls.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. And if the door was
Hi,
Julia. Julia's here. There, hello. Everybody got in without a door today. That's all I know.
There they all are. Kill them.
Everybody got in.
They walked through the door.
Oh, hold on. Well, you just had your dream come true, Mike.
Yes, they've left forever.
Door just shut on them. And now I can't get the other thing. Okay, let's get the Rob thing here. You know, maybe it's just time to have the pre-show be the beginning to the show.
That might be a good idea.
It's simply too confusing for these
too
machines.
Too many buttons, too many tapes.
Work, no, I got no problem with pushing the buttons and putting it in. It's work when you push the button.
Based on a true story.
Thank you.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
Thank you very hard.
Himself.
Thank you.
A man of faith.
Right.
A man of hate.
Yes.
And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There he is.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wives. And all the ships at sea are wives.
Wives.
They're together, you know.
I know. Our wives are together right now.
They are the men that do a radio show for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday. 06-1104.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Don and Mike Show, new episode this Friday. It's June 11, 20-04. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
From Canada, pleased to be calling 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. You know, I apologize about that. The problem with these machines...
Yeah, it's not your problem, it's the machine's problem.
But I want to hear those tapes in that certain order every day.
And I know.
We all do. We could put all of these separate tapes onto a disc, and it would play effortlessly and flawlessly every day.
Why won't Wendell listen to this? Why won't Wendell pay attention to these?
But I like occasionally playing things out of order.
Uh-huh. Now, Wendell, you know I'm just kidding you.
To bring that level of spontaneity
to
you.
Do not shoot me today, Wendell. I am joking.
The home listener. Anyway, the good news is that I had a meeting with our chief engineer, Anthony Diggs.
Bacardi Limon.
Remember him, mm-hmm. Anthony Diggs?
Bacardi Limon.
And he tells me that a plan that was originally announced in 1997 will be happening in the next 3 weeks as we go from these cartridges, these things like this,
right,
to digital.
Digital, probably, roughly 10 years behind every other radio station. Mm-hmm.
And he thinks, even though the station made a firm commitment, and he wasn't working here back then.
Right.
The company made a firm commitment that we would go digital in 1997.
Right.
Here it is, 2004, and we're finally about ready to install it.
You don't want to rush into anything.
You want to take your time and do it right.
However, when I had the meeting with Tony yesterday,
right,
this is so difficult, of the way WJFK, our home station, is run. We've got the software. The software that we've got that's going to make all of the sound effects and commercials and music and everything digital doesn't really fit the stuff that we have here in the studio.
Like the control board and things like that?
Hmm. The good news is that there's a version 2.0 of this software,
right,
which will be available in November. Now, I said, so we're going to put in version 1.0, uh-huh, which may or may not work,
right?
And Tony, who was very nice and very patient with my question,
sure,
said yes. And I said, why don't we just take the step ahead to get
the version 2.
Yeah.
The updated
sure.
version. Sure. He
question.
Said, well, it's not out till November, and then he mentioned that, oh, yeah, the company doesn't want to pay in advance for it.
Of course they don't.
So I guess...
That would not be the Infinity way.
You know, in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to stop yelling about the tape cartridges, and instead we'll be able to be yelling about...
At what are basically computer glitches.
Right.
The new
glitches.
Great.
But that's for another day. I apologize. We've got a big show today. You don't want to hear that, for goodness sake. It's to quote the hyperactive poodle on Channel 5, Holly Morris... And why they ever sent this girl who, here's her job in life. She's on the morning news show.
Right.
Her job in life is like if they're having a contest to find the biggest pumpkin in Virginia.
Right.
They send her there.
That's her thing. She covers the festivals.
If there's a dog that had a litter of 13 puppies, she's there.
She's the one.
If it's roller skating week,
right,
they've got her out at a roller skating rink.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
She's not a serious reporter.
Nutty Wedding?
Yeah,
she's there.
She's kooky. She's the kookiest. And what great energy and wit.
She dresses up in the crazy outfits, and she does the folk dancing and whatever it is they need her to do.
Well, get to the bike-a-thon.
Well, as it turns out, now, here she is recently.
In action.
You tell me what you think this woman's doing.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather.
Not this one.
News at noon.
No, that's Lark.
And we'll see again.
She's sitting.
All right, we're
doing
a victory triple. I can't get it. Ow! Ow! Here it comes. Shake it,
yeah.
She's perfect. There she is.
Anyway.
That's who I'd send. You might want to keep her away from a funeral.
Anyway, they got her down there today. And to show that she's a real reporter and not the crazy reporter.
Right.
She's dressed in a nice black suit and she's got pearls on.
Good.
And she can't help herself. She's all excited about this. She's, I'm down here now at 17th and Constitution, where there's plenty of room if you want to come down to get a good seat. She does an interview with a couple of brain-dead kids.
Right.
And then she says, and the skies look pretty good, so if you're planning on coming down for the festivities today.
Festivities?
A quote.
Wow.
The festivities today.
Oh, my God. Festivities.
I know we talked a lot about it yesterday, but it's just out of control. I'll be glad with is the box on the plane yet?
I think he's left the building.
Is he gone?
He's in the air.
Can we go back to living our normal crazy lives now here in D.C.?
Pretty much as soon as the traffic clears. You know, and I watched the coverage last night where they were down there standing in line, and it was not like a funeral at all. It was really like more like the 4th of July celebration with people waving at the camera. And, you know, they talk about, is it solemnity? Is that the yes. atmosphere? It was not a solemn atmosphere at all.
It reminded me, the footage I saw last night, of the NFL experience.
Right.
If you've ever gone to the Super Bowl, they've got this, like, theme park where you wait in line and your kid gets to throw a football at a hole and, you know, pretend he's a quarterback. And you wait in line for an hour and you wear crazy hats. And
it really... I heard a lady interviewed who was saying, we were reserved the other night, but we're going to bring our cameras down and get some great pictures. And this was a lady from out of town, and it suddenly occurred to me that what this is, and I didn't process this until I heard the woman speak, this is like the number one tourist attraction. That's what this is. This is the early tourist season. Actually, it's mid-tourist season.
But there's got to be an awful lot of locals down there.
There's some locals down there, but I mean, that the whole atmosphere was really not funereal.
No.
It was more like a tourist attraction, and it just seemed weird to me.
Well, I think most of the people are people who live in this area. I can't imagine.
You think so?
That 50 or 60,000 people just drove here to put on their giant Dr. Seuss Uncle Sam hat.
Right.
And last night, I did see on MSNBC, a guy in an Uncle Sam suit was stilts.
Oh, my God. All right, that's just not right.
I swear on my kid's life.
That is not right.
And Brian Williams is just, the guy walks right by him in the shot.
At least put the guy in stilts in all black.
They don't even acknowledge the fact. So anyway, the Reagan Festival continues. Let me give you some good news. All Everybody right. needs some good news.
Yeah, because yes, no matter please. What, whether it's a tourist attraction or not, it has been kind of solemn and kind of a downer day.
Well, Mike, the national nightmare is over. My bathroom is finally completed enough.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I got the great news.
You say completed enough?
Completed enough.
Oh, no. Now, hold on a second.
No, I'm going to take a half victory as a victory.
Okay.
It is complete enough for the three S's. Okay. The shower is done.
Right.
One of the vanities is in.
Sure.
And it has a functioning toilet.
What, and so some finishing touches are needed.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff that still has to be done,
sure.
But I don't care because I was finally able this morning, after over 3 months, to get out of my own bed and not have to walk down 3 flights of stairs to the basement to go have a nice number two.
How was the shower?
The shower is fantastic, phenomenal.
Phenomenal?
Yeah. The water pressure, I know you're a water pressure fan.
I'm a water pressure guy.
I wouldn't say it's worth a three-month wait,
right?
But it was pretty good.
Pretty intense?
It was pretty good. There was only one problem.
What?
I'm sure they're going to fix this. As I stepped into the shower, it was just thinking, oh, this has been 3 months of crap that my wife has put me through, but I guess it's worth it.
Right.
I started to notice that the drain doesn't seem to be working.
Oh, no.
And that... And the longer that
it's usually kind of important in a shower.
The longer that I'm standing in the shower, the more I realize the water level is now getting dangerously close to the top where it's going to start spilling over on the new floor.
Yeah. Like a bath.
Like a bath.
So there was some stuff down there?
Well, they're gonna handle that.
They're going to snake it out for you?
They're going to handle that. I think officially the national nightmare is over, and I'll be able to stop screaming about my bathroom.
God. Congratulations.
Because it's finally done. Now, there is another national nightmare that has started. It's already underway. It is the great convention. It's my wife and Rob's wife together. They've gotten away.
The marital bliss tour.
They've gotten away for a brief time, but they'll be mourning the fact that they're still married to two great guys.
Right.
Now, Robbie, this is like a short trip. It's like a one day. They'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yes, but it'll seem much longer because it's tough to be away from the one you love.
Yeah.
I imagine they'll be back before dinner time tomorrow. Because Carrie said she'd be back early, and that's usually about 5. Dinner time means Sunday. You just add about 12 hours.
Okay. That's
I think Frida's driving. I think they have to get back because tomorrow night is our movie night. We're going to see the Stepford Wives.
Oh, and they're with my son is with them as well.
Robert.
Oh,
Robert
is nice.
With them. Oh, that's good.
Bonding.
So he could be with his godmother.
Well, they're having a little bonding session down there.
And I believe that they're going to either go out or stay in. Either way, I think they're drinking tonight.
What will Robert be drinking?
Mother's milk. Hello?
Hey.
It's Carrie.
Carrie, hey.
Hey, Carrie. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
How's your day?
Oh, it's wonderful, but I have a son who will not sleep.
Really?
Oh, dear.
He's been up all day.
Michael.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on, Carrie. Is this Frida on the other line? Let me check this. Hold on a second. Hello?
It's Carrie.
Hey, sure.
Turn down your radio, honey.
Wow.
I did.
So hold on. That's pretty good. So, wait a minute. Carrie's at the house. Where are you?
I just went to Grandma's to pick up a ladder. I got some, things to do at the house.
Hey, and she's been talking to Buzz.
yeah, right.
Yeah, Marcia gave me some tips for being on the ladder, so I wanted to make sure that got squared away.
So, Carrie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm going through all the cabinets. I know Frida's not that close, so I can go through some more.
So, I heard that you girls will be drinking tonight?
I will. Carrie's promised for my birthday, my birthday present, is she's going to get drunk tonight.
Wow. And, honey, did you bring your tape recorder?
Yes, I did.
Very good.
Wait, I can't wait. You know, I'm already getting quite a few inside secrets that I don't know that Rob wanted me to know. So I imagine it'll be really good tonight.
Yeah, it should be good. America's in for a treat.
Oh, you know, you might call Buzz.
Well, like Joe did?
Yeah.
I'll await your call.
All right, well, girls, have a wonderful conference.
Okay. Good. Thank you,
it's kind of different because they're apart right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right. See, I thought they'd be in the same location.
Just I'm almost back. What? I'm just in hanging draperies.
What time do you ladies think you'll begin your imbibing?
Well, we might. Carrie, I've been thinking about this. What we might do if we don't have a babysitter for Robert is put him in the stroller and walk to some local cantinas, and that way
there you go.
I'll be,
That's the freedom
I wish for.
Rob,
that may be a good way to pick up some guys.
Don't make a face, Rob. I swear to God, Frida will do it.
I know.
Because she did it with our kids.
Sure.
She would take him all kinds of crazy places.
All I can imagine is crooked stroller tracks from the bar to the house tonight.
All right, either way, have a good time, girls.
Okay. I will. Thanks, John.
All right, love you, honey.
You're tomorrow, though. Drunk emails tonight. Remember, don't leave any evidence.
All right, bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
As you recall, the last time your wife got my wife drunk, Carrie sent emails.
That's right.
That I think just ended with like a long line of yous.
And that was great evidence.
Yeah. I said, never cover your tracks.
It was an electronic trail.
It was.
So they're together. They're doing whatever it is that they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever that is.
La la.
They sound like they're kind of mellow right now.
Oh, they're in la la land.
They'll get rowdy later.
They're in la la friggin' land. Rob and I both checked in after Frida left to go pick up Carrie.
Right. What price is 04?
Because in both houses, of course, you can't leave because there's always some crisis going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So once they were finally gone, I said to Rob, you know, the best part of this is that they're not going to call us now for the next 3 hours because they're just going to be yapping at each other.
Exactly.
Oh, it's the World Series of talking right
That's
now.
That's wonderful.
They both reached the top of their respective leagues, and now they're talking.
But I got news for you. Standing in the sideline on the sidelines waiting to come out is Big Frida.
Oh, yeah, that's the Pro Bowl of talking.
They're going to be meeting up with my mother-in-law, and then it is going to be the last woman talking.
Wow. Whoever's left, passed out on the couch.
Wherever it is in Ocean City, there's going to be a run on lozenges, because there's going to be some tired tonsils
They like
tonight.
To talk. Your wives like to talk, and I know your mother-in-law likes to talk.
Jesus. Oh.
But you boys are, it sounds like
you boys will have a nice Friday night.
What do you think?
Yeah, you would. Hello, Roger.
Yes,
Roger, you're on the air. Hey, Roger.
How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, I got a I know why your bathtub backed up.
It's the shower, but why?
Because all the dust you had in there from when you did all the construction. I had the same problem.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I hope they clean it up today. Thank you.
I had the bathroom from hell too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's it.
All right. See you later. Hey.
Well, now you have the answer.
Bye-bye. There you go. It's dust.
Just pop off the drain cap and go down and get the goo.
Just go down
and grab the goo.
Blow the dust right out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember yesterday we had the guy on from the chicken ranch in Las Vegas?
Yes, Bob Fisher.
The guy that wants to... Hey, good that you remembered his name.
I do. I've contracted with Bob.
Anyway, he had a menu
what
at
What am
his...
I talking about? I must tell you the truth. I gathered some friends, some high-dollar friends that I have, and, you know, we're expanding it.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I told you I always wanted to do that. I wanted to have, like, a franchise thing. I wanted to have more than one.
I find that hard. I
it's
find
gonna
that
be
hard.
O'Mara's Ranch.
I find that hard to believe because you didn't have $12 to pay Beth Ann for your chicken today.
Well, it's not my money, Don, you see. But the name will be there, O'Mara's Ranch. And the 30 girls I've already contacted also.
Oh, that's great. You know, Buzz actually found the menu at this place. And now, you know, back
hard to believe, but
pre-FCC, we would have pretty much been able to read everything on this menu.
Right.
There are 28 different items.
Really?
On the menu at this chicken ranch this guy wants to sell for $7 million. There's massage, exchange massage, breast massage, lingerie show, bubble bath, half and half.
I wouldn't get into that tub.
The fantasy session, frappe French, shower party, bondage, dominance, drag party, hot and cold, bungalow, in date, that's where a man may stay for extended periods of time, such as overnight, with a lady in her room at the ranch. There's the audio delight. That's unique travels into the pleasures of sound.
Huh.
I don't know what you... Listen to different fantasies while enjoying your favorite appetizer.
Earlier when you said something about drag, is that...
That's where a guy dresses up.
Yeah, drag party, the man dresses up as a woman.
Sure.
Wow.
That's what I asked for.
What number was that?
That was number...
you and I, Rob.
That was number 21.
Get us our ticket.
That was number one.
Shoes for the larger woman.
You also might like... Number 9, the reversed half and half.
The oversized pigeon sisters are here. Oh, yeah. Rob and I come, like, waddling up the path.
Hi!
Hello!
Anyway, that's a good one. That's a good list, Buzz.
And or you can order a la carte, I believe.
Shower party.
Yeah.
Buzz, you always order a la carte, don't
yeah,
you?
I like to mix it up.
And the shower party's not what you think. It's just before or after the couple takes a shower together.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, that whole in date, that must be awfully... I mean, even for the most seasoned prostitute, I would imagine, like, 24 hours with the guy. You know, it's obviously not going to be pretty woman.
Now that you own the place, I was hoping to stay a week.
You can stay as long as you want, gratis.
Right. Wait, what about the guy? I mean, unless it is someone like Julia Roberts, I mean, really, you're...
Well, it's loneliness.
Yeah, but, I mean... How lonely can you be?
Incredibly lonely. There are people that are incredibly lonely out there.
especially for a gal named Diamond.
Buzz has still got Diamond on the brain.
For a gal named Diamond?
Yeah.
Buzz.
She was one of the gals on the website. Yeah,
there was a picture of Diamond on the website that Buzz enjoyed.
She made a real impact.
Made an impression.
She made a real impression.
See, now this is not the same guy, is it, that came to our studios in Reno?
Mm-mm, not the same guy.
That was the Bunny Ranch.
That was the Bunny Ranch, and that's where we... Is the Bunny Ranch where we broadcast live from? That place
was,
that was
the
like
Mustang Ranch.
The Adobe Huts.
That was the Mustang Ranch, and remember, they made us delicious food out there.
Yeah, the they had a huge kitchen.
Great kitchen.
Oh, and the Bunny Ranch was where we had the one whore call her mom live on the air.
Mustang
and,
Ranch is where that happened.
Oh, the Mustang Ranch, and tell her mom that she was a prostitute.
And
remember?
It was very emotional,
right?
And very, very sad.
Great moment. Crying. Oh. Boy, we've had a good time with a prostitute.
You should see the Bunny Ranch on a series. I think it's on Showtime. There's a
Really?
Series set there with that same slimy cowboy hat guy that we loved speaking to.
So I'm looking at this menu that Buzz pulled off the internet. I think, you know, you go there, do you order it like McDonald's? I'll have the number 7, the half and half.
Do they give you like little boxes you can, pardon the pun, little boxes you can check off? Yeah, I think so. They have an actual menu you can fill out.
Everything's just starting to sound dirty coming out of my mouth.
I know. Hi, Chris. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Don and Mike Radio Gods.
Howdy.
I deliver in D.C., deliver some seafood, and I'm on my way out of town, and I don't know if it's the rain or if it's just the general sadness of today, but yesterday was so happy. Today's a lot like being at Disneyland, you know?
Hold on, dude. Are you trying to make a joke or are you trying to make a statement? What are you trying to say here?
As compared to yesterday when it was Disney World. The happy sentiment, I suppose.
Okay, the word I want you to say starts with E and ends with T. Can you guess what the word is?
That word eject.
Eject.
There you go. Yes. You got it.
He knew the word.
There you go.
Yeah, he got credit. He got to keep out of the book by saying eject.
You saved yourself.
Speaking of seafood delivery, I think you can find that on the menu as well.
George Michael.
That tape.
That's
Friday.
Let's change things up. We never do a phone scan this early.
Wow. I think this is a brilliant call.
Right? We never do a phone scan this early. We'll do it here.
This is good. These will be up-tempo, happy people. I predict good things out of this phone scan, Don.
Anybody can call from anywhere. These calls are in screen. 877-365-3636 from Canada, 800-636-1067. We never do it, but we'll do it today. What the hell? For the giver.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. This phone scan dedicated to Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
You still in the Kirk Douglas? Put it away already? I'll tell you while Rob looks for that tape. In our next segment after the phone scan,
right,
we're going to have point counterpoint.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
800-pound guy,
right,
in a hospital in New York, and he's going to be counseled by a 375-pound guy
who used to weigh 800 pounds.
800 pounds. That's after the phone scan, which is after the commercials, which is after Kirk Douglas.
Greed is good.
Thanks. You, Kirk.
We'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone too.
Yep.
Oh, come on, damn it. Oh, that sounds good. Melt the chocolate inside the deck. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here.
They have a thin candy shell.
Surprised you didn't know that.
I think your brain has a thick candy shell.
Your brain has a shell on it.
Are you talking?
Shut up, Richard.
The Don and Mike Show. Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah!
And did anybody watch that ball game last night? I didn't mention that at the beginning of the show.
Big picture of Hannibal Lecter on the cover of the sports here.
You know, they had the original Bad Boys there. They had Isaiah Thomas and Bill Laimbeer and Joe Dumars. The only original Bad Boy from the Detroit Pistons didn't show up. It was Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman wasn't there?
And remember, when he played with the Pistons, he was just Dennis Rodman.
Right.
He didn't wear dresses. He didn't wear wedding gowns.
Well, he made his name with the Chicago Bulls.
He didn't paint his hair. He was just the toughest rebounder in the NBA.
I'll tell you this. If the Pistons play that kind of D, there's not going to be much room for a Lakers championship.
Somebody read the sports page.
No, I didn't. I just looked at the score.
Oh, yeah. And
what, they shut them down? Were they like 20-point victory or something?
At the end of the first half, I think the Lakers had 29 points.
Yeah,
At the end of the first half.
Well, it's been a low-scoring final anyway.
That's that smothering defense.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's fantastic. And who doesn't love watching the Lakers fall apart? And, you know, I say that knowing full well they'll probably come back and they'll probably end up winning the series.
Even as a non-basketball fan, though, as far as the fans are concerned, don't you want to see high scoring and coming right down to the wire?
No.
I mean, it would seem that when I look at the score, which was what, it was 88 to 68. I mean, isn't that boring?
No, no, it's fantastic. You know why it's fantastic? Because you have a team like the Lakers that's used to running down and just saying, hey, if we get in a slump, we can pull it out. We can run off 15 points like that. And what's great is that Detroit just shuts them down.
And they can't do anything.
No. The only complaint I have, please, less Stuart Scott. I mean, I'm Stuart.
Booyah!
I'm Stuart Scotted out.
Stuart Scott, who I think holds the record as an individual we have interviewed who took himself
so seriously.
I think he took himself the most seriously of anyone that we have ever interviewed. I really do believe that.
And I think, if I remember, the day he wanted to cut out of the interview was because he had to go to the weight room.
Yeah, he had to go pump iron.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to do our little lighthearted thing with him, and he was just Johnny serious.
I mean, I like the guys calling the games. Even Al Michaels is surprisingly okay.
Right. Do you believe in miracles?
Doc Rivers is a good analyst. Then they've got the girl, and Stuart Scott is like the other girl. He's the sideline reporter.
Right.
Except Stuart Scott, the thing is, he'll talk, and then the game starts.
Right.
And you know he's looking at a monitor, or he could just look out of the court, but he's still talking.
Sure.
Still doing a story. And what's up with those glasses with Stuart Scott also?
He's got eye issues, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, you know what?
He's really got
vision
issues.
He does. Like Jim McMahon, he's got the eye issues.
Exactly.
Like that.
Right.
All right, well then. But it's not sunglasses. It's simply, it's the style of the glasses that I'm critiquing.
He's a stylish man.
877-365-3636. Phone scam. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
How you?
We're doing great.
Hello, Buzz. I meant to ask, about a week ago, I guess, when Marsha fell off the ladder there.
Yeah, fell off. That's funny.
Y'all had Buzz like it was in a trial there.
Yes.
One question that was never asked: Did Buzz? Did you fondle her while she was out?
Did you fondle your wife when she was out?
Your wife while she
was not conscious.
That's one question I'm not going to answer.
Hello, Don and Mike show. She laid in a heaping pile. That's the first thing that Buzz thought.
No, actually, I
can cop a feel from my wife
touching myself.
Hello,
Don and Mike.
There she was, lying on the ground, unconscious, begging for further fondling.
Hello,
Candy Rob. Hey. I know how the Lakers.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. You started your call with something none of us understood.
Start all over again.
Okay. Don, Mike, Buzz, and Candy Rob. How's it going?
We didn't hear the fourth part. Okay,
Candy Rob?
Hey,
I think he's giving Rob a nickname.
No.
Well, why did you say Candy Rob?
Yeah.
Remember my show?
Oh, yeah. Candy Rob, suck this.
Yeah. Suck this.
Oh, one time Rob had a show, a one-day show on WJFK.
It was a special.
Hey, guys.
Was that with your friend Brad that you did that show?
Show all about candy. It was called Suck This.
But this caller, I mean, deserves credit because you remember Rob's show.
It was a great show.
Hey. Well, what can we do for you?
Hey, I know the way the Lakers can bounce back.
Is this a Kobe joke?
No, it's actual offense. They can stop running jap plays.
All right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, and then silence always after a call like
always.
That.
The guy could have made it work if he just would have spit it out to begin with.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well.
Yeah.
And Sean, he's going to have a few
jap plays.
No disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call jap plays.
Jap plays.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Surprise things.
No disrespect.
And, no disrespect to anyone.
Jap plays. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
I got some breaking news from Channel 5.
All right.
Former President Ronald Reagan is still dead.
Thank you. You know,
keep us posted.
Here's a question. Seriously, now that the box has left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have the channels, have the local channels here in D.C. gone back to cartoons or whatever they run?
Let me check.
Buzz, if you could check.
Sure.
I know Channel 5 runs like...
That's very heavy Friday afternoon cartoon schedule. There you go.
I'd like to know when they're going to rebroadcast Hollywood Squares.
Yes, they're back to their regular programming.
And what is Channel 5 running? Is it a cartoon?
Judge Joe Brown.
Hey, everybody get up! It's the Hollywood Squares!
By the way, I have the celebrities you were asking about at the funeral.
Yes.
Not only Kirk Douglas, but Charlton Heston, who also suffers
right.
from Alzheimer's.
Both Hestons. Both Hestons were there.
Tom Selleck, Bo Derek, Bob Hope's widow Dolores, and Frank Sinatra's widow Barbara, along with Frank's kids Tina and Nancy. We're all at the funeral.
Is that the list?
That's the list I have so far, yes.
Wow. There were a lot more, too. And Bo Derek is the one that caught my eye.
Right. Sure.
What the hell? Yeah, but what the hell is she doing there?
She's a big Republican.
You know what I mean? And incidentally, like we don't hate France enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, nice going, Josh Rock.
Didn't show?
Yeah. Would it have killed you? Would it have killed you to come over here, you son of a bitch?
Jacques Chirac didn't show up?
He did not.
I thought he was in Georgia.
No, he sent like Pepe Le Pew or something.
Wasn't he in Georgia for the G8 summit?
Yes.
But he did not.
So he could have just come up the coast.
Right.
Of course. He's not there.
Very busy.
Wow.
Because he's from France.
And that is it. I will not have anybody to dictate to me.
And when I saw one of the people on, I think on Fox News today, that's where they draw the line. They're interviewing people in the crowd. And some guy was wearing a shirt that said, FranceSucks.com.
Right.
And she said to him, I'm sorry, we can't interview you with that shirt on. You're like, meanwhile, you've right. got guys in the background that have Mardi Gras beads on,
right.
you know, doing shooters out of girls' belly buttons. But you can't have the guy with the shirt that says France sucks.
That's where we draw the line.
Right.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Troy from Madison.
Hi there.
How's it going? I got a little story about Stuart Scott. You know why his eye is messed up is because about 3 years ago, he was doing like an on-site interview at like the training camp for football, and he got hit in the eye by a football, and he needed surgery.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, I remember we had that story.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. I think it was one of those jugs machines.
Really? Booyah.
You know those things?
Well, jugs guns are like a radar gun.
No, but they have a similar thing, a similar name. Maybe I get the name wrong. What's the thing in football where you got the two tires that spin around?
Well, it throws football. I don't know the name of the machine, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I guess it's
about.
Not a jug. Excuse me, I've got the other place on my mind.
Chicken Ranch.
Is it called a bicycle?
It's called a bicycle.
That's the machine with two wheels it's spinning on.
Rob.
I'm Mike. Hello.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, that's it, Rob. It's called a bicycle.
Friday, or as we call it around here, we'll try anything. See if it sticks. Just get to the microphone.
All the quarterbacks want that new tool. Give me that bicycle.
The bicycle. And they use the same technology with the baseball pitching machines, where they've got that white tire that spins around.
Round and round very fast. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
Good Friday to you, sir.
Do you think you guys have some tools on American Idol? Well, we just started as Canadian Idol in Toronto, and you guys got to check us out Tuesdays and Wednesdays for us. You get a good laugh if you wish.
Sounds like the Canadian Bill Murray.
Yeah. I got to tell you right now, when I did Garfield,
Canadian Idol.
There you go.
Canadian Idol. Uh-huh. You know, actually, you're very hard to understand, but we would love some tapes of Canadian Idol.
Sure.
We'd love it. Is it as bad as American Idol?
It's a little bit worse. I don't know if you guys would know what Newfies are.
I can explain what Newfies are. Newfies are, it's kind of a derogatory term that a large portion of Canada uses for people up like around Nova Scotia and areas like that, right?
Yeah, well, they come from Newfoundland.
I'm sorry, Newfoundland. Right,
Newfies. The Newfies.
It's a little island where it's like there's their own people out there.
You know what rhymes with Newfies?
I guess.
Roofies.
That occurred to me.
Happy Friday.
Slow down.
Happy Friday.
Who's got the roofie?
Mike, that beverage you're drinking?
Yes.
You've already started.
Oh, my God.
Before the end of the show, we will have you out of your shirt again.
Fantastic.
Hey.
I was wondering why I was so attracted to your Green Bay Packers turtleneck.
All right. I'm going to hang up with that guy from Canada. It was a bad
call. I found out when I was hanging around with a lot of NHL players that is kind of like the... it's almost like the Polish joke in the United States. That's where they make they have Newfie jokes and all this, and this guy's from Newfoundland,
Poland. Don't know any of these Polish jokes you're speaking.
Well, you'll find them all they're all on the wall if you go to Polak Johnny's.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
But don't ask for any ice cubes up there. You know why that is?
Because the guy with the recipe died.
Do a Google search for Pollock jokes.
All right.
Just see what comes up. Hi, Don and Mike show. I mean, because it's so back in the day.
Yeah, it is.
It was Pollock jokes, then it was blonde jokes.
Right, right.
Now there's exactly. been nothing to take the Pollock / blonde joke.
Well,
hole.
I think it's come around full circle to Helen Keller again.
Yeah, you know how the Pollock broke his arm raking leaves?
Ow.
He fell out of the
tree. Tree, yeah.
Bada bing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa calling from Baltimore.
Hi there, Lisa.
I just wanted to let all of your dear callers know that are traveling on 95 South, that cop that's standing there, he's not holding a radar gun in his hand. He's playing video games on his phone.
The cop is actually playing video games?
Yeah, I was sitting there in traffic watching him.
So, wait a minute.
You really think he's playing video games?
I am 100% sure.
Wow.
Now, is he standing outside the vehicle or inside the car?
No, he's inside the car right before the split between 95 and 895.
And did you get close enough to him to observe what he was doing?
Yeah, because I was going 95 north and we were stuck in traffic. So all you people going southbound, you don't need to slow down because he's just playing video games.
All right, thank you. You know what you are? You're a cartooner. You're a cartooner here on the Don and Mike Show.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Dino from Mustang Ranch. I want to let you know your rooms, your meals.
Tom. All right. Gino.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you.
Yes,
well,
sir.
More requests than anything. Hey, I was wondering if you guys can do the old thing you used to do with Don when you would ring Buzz Burbank in and play the just wash your ass today. Can you guys do that or not?
No, in case you didn't hear, around February, we made a couple of very subtle changes
to
our show. But one of those subtle changes would involve we don't play the tape anymore where it says, Buzz, wash your ass today.
I never said Buzz either.
No.
It was just a...
But it was always implied it was for Buzz. At least this caller caught the subtlety of that.
That was always implied, and rightly so.
Hello, Donnie. And, you know, sadly, without that daily reminder, I can't tell you.
Well, it's been awfully unpleasant.
I appreciate
here.
The help.
Hello. Let me just say, I know when the temperature goes above 90.
I feel better. I know that.
The human thermometer. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you still doing that Google search, Buzz?
Yeah, I am. I found a number of websites, and I'm having a little trouble getting any jokes up on them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Fratelli is knock the balls, and Fratelli is the balls, and jawohl.
Robbie was obviously...
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from
German.
Never forget.
Any idea?
The Don and Mike Show.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I should warn everyone right now that we are entering weekend plan there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What he said merits discussion. I don't necessarily agree with it.
He must have said
it. Did you translate or something like that?
Of course I did, Mike. As you know, I speak fluent German. I can see the pro and the con.
But she jot down what he said.
I have no idea.
You have no
idea. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. I want to give kudos to Mr. Joe Ardinger.
Now, you know, when you play one out of place, you got to play them all.
Michael Elston as the Joe Ardinger.
I'll get it this time.
Michael Elston as Joe Ardinger. Michael Sores, Raspy Whack, Don Geronimo.
And let me see. Oh, we don't have one for Beth Ann yet.
No.
Getting one for her.
Oh, good.
Getting one for her.
Now, it'd be Beth Ann or B.A. McBride?
B.A. McBride.
Yeah.
B.A. McBride.
I like that.
Plays more music. Hey, anyway, what can we do for you? Joe. You want to talk about Joe?
Yeah, the best of show that he does. I'm not a radio guy, but I think he does a really good job. He has a lot of fun, and I wanted to give him kudos for it.
Well, that's fine, and I'm sure he appreciates that, and I'm sure that he would thank you personally if he was here, and I guess I'll speak for Joe, and I will thank you, dumbass.
Bye-bye. Or just hang up.
Yeah, well,
hi there.
Joe Etiquette.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Jen.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey. Pat Goss from Goss's Garage. I just wanted to find out who thought it was a good idea to put my voice on the radio.
You know, let me stop you.
Let me, I just
speaking about impressions, really, because all impressions are more like characterizations, where you make it your own. This guy has made Pat Goss his own, and I'm giving him thumbs up.
I disagree. I think he's...
It's just making me laugh, because it's not like Pat Goss.
Right. He's doing a perfect impression of Ted Koppel. I mean, do it again. Talk about the Reagan funeral using that same voice, please.
And now we see the plane taxi down the runway.
Say, this is Ted Koppel.
Here's what I like about it. It's nothing like Pat Goss.
Nightline.
Ted Koppel.
Hey, yes. One time you guys saw my ex-girlfriend's hoo-ha when you had the best-looking... contest.
Is everybody going to go back down memory lane
Apparently
today?
So.
Well, anyway, I just want to let you know, she waited on you, on Don, at a restaurant around here. I won't name the restaurant, but just thought it was kind
of... Go ahead, IHOP.
Yeah.
I mean, she waited on me in a restaurant? I was there, obviously, with my wife, or what?
Yes, you were with your wife.
Yeah, and?
Well, it was after you'd already seen it, so...
Sometimes
you usually wonder, you know, about... Maybe your waitress or whoever, what it looks like, and you already knew.
Do you ever remember an experience where a waitress was waiting on you and she had been in here and you had seen them?
Never.
And,
never.
I've had that happen to me. I had it happen to me at a Hooters restaurant.
Ah.
The waitress at Hooters had been in here and I had seen her half naked.
Gotcha. Yep. No, don't remember that, sir.
I have one more imitation for you guys. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is Tim. I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
Hi there, Tim. You're on the air.
Great. First time caller. Can't believe I got through.
Thanks. We don't need the bio. What can we do for you?
Actually, I was looking to see if you have anything that I can give away at a great golf tournament down here for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Oh, you know, let me think about that, because, you know, you really put us in a bad spot when you call on the air to ask for something.
That's usually something you might want to call about. When is the golf tournament?
I was shocked that I actually got through.
When is the golf tournament, as I said before?
July 17th.
Yeah. How about you pass along our very best wishes to everybody?
And call the business office. Yeah, seriously, that's the way to do that. You got plenty of time for your golf tournament. Call the business office.
Call Alan Linewand. Mm-hmm. He's the general manager. He doesn't do anything around here.
He'll get you whatever you need.
He's got plenty of time to help you.
Pictures of Bill Riley, the works.
Okay?
Love your show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're not the Red Cross. See you later.
Bill's bad golf.
Hello. Oh, speaking.
PG44K is an amazing product.
There he is.
Amazing product.
Hello.
PG products.
Don and Mike, hello.
Gas prices in history. Low gas mileage is not an option.
Not an option.
There he is. Pat Goss, the big boss of the hot sauce.
Who is it? Is it Pat Goss or Ted Koppel?
PG44K removes fuel system deposits and restores performance and efficiency.
I'd like to restore my own performance.
I'll promote the Pat Goss golf tournament.
Of course you will. That's what you're supposed to do. It's a hole-in-one.
Join me this weekend for the Boxes Finally Left Town golf match we're having.
Lots of tournaments all around the area.
The box is gone. Big party.
Why, thank you, Rob. Kudos to my wife, Bonnie.
Hello.
To Bonnie, my wife.
Donnie. Donnie and Mikey. He said Bonnie. I was going to say Donnie.
Donnie.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
And, of course,
hello, Don and Mike.
All week, Ronnie.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hey, a Pollock stepped
Warren,
in the couch.
Warren calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Warren, hold on a second here.
Okay.
A Pollock stepped in the cow pie and started crying. He thought he was melting. Hey, did you hear about the Polish fish?
No.
It drowned. Have you heard about the Pollock cocktail?
No.
Perrier and water. Have you heard about the Pollock kamikaze pilot? He flew 39 missions. Have you heard the Pollock knock-knock joke?
No.
Say knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who? You know, now I'm beginning to realize why these went out of style.
What's the most popular Pollock fast food restaurant?
What?
Booger King?
Mm-hmm.
What's the most useless thing on a woman?
What?
A Pollock?
You know, it's like, do you get the impression they've taken, like, jokes from other genres and tried to force them into the Polish?
But no, there are some. Hold on. What does it say on the bottom of Polish Pepsi bottles?
What?
Open other end.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read that one.
No.
Why are Polacks the only ones who eat,
What?
Toilet stuff.
Why?
Because they're the only ones who know how to cook it.
Oh.
Wow. That's harsh.
Yeah, that is way harsh.
Why couldn't the Pollock change a light bulb?
He didn't, I don't know.
All he had was a $20 bill. Why does the Pollock carry a little turd in his pocket?
Why?
For identification.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Why is there glass in front of the monkey cage at the Pollock Zoo?
Why?
Pollocks throw crap at them.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Why were the Pollock troops sent to Iraq all women?
Why?
They thought it was the Battle of All Mothers.
Wow.
But these are from the internet.
Aren't they good?
Well, what happened to the old-fashioned good Pollock jokes?
I don't know.
I mean, that's them.
This is them?
I think so.
It's a lot of them, or the basis for a lot of them.
How do you know when a Pollock has been in your back? Mike, here's a prime example of taking like a West Virginia joke,
right,
and turning it into a Pollock joke. It works either way. How do you know when a West Virginian's been in your backyard? Your garbage is gone and your dog is pregnant.
Yeah,
see, that's a West Virginia joke.
Boo, not a Pollock. We're all converted, yeah.
Oh, come on, Google.
Give
us some good Pollock jokes, Google. Google me.
Google.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, thank you
Lawrence
for waiting.
From Pennsylvania.
Right.
No problem. I just wanted to give a kudos to Rob. He is one of the funniest guys you guys got on that show. He has a lot.
I disagree.
I totally disagree.
How many years has he been working on this show?
Too many.
Not once has he made me laugh out.
Me either. I don't find him amusing.
I love you guys. Just wanted to tell you.
You know what?
Time is good.
I'll tell you what. My relationship with Rob Spiewak, you know what it is? Tax write-off.
Absolutely.
You know, charity starts at home.
Hey, when you want to talk funny.
Hire the handicap.
When you want to talk funny, you're talking Alan Limelight.
That's right. All right. Thanks, Don, Mike.
Hey, Rob, he's no good.
No way.
You know who's good? Joe. He's good.
Yeah, that's funny. Now I'm laughing.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call and say hi. I'm actually calling from Seattle. We're listening to you on JFK through a cell phone in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Wow. That's
expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. But I actually listen to you in the afternoons with my boyfriend, and I just want to say hi to Mark.
All right, there you go. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
See, she spent a lot of money. She's in Seattle, where we used to be.
Right.
Let me guess. Is it the Bobby Sherman record?
Yeah.
Is that what you just found?
The bluest sky you ever
seen. We got canceled there.
Yes, we did.
We got canceled there. I'm not going to play that.
Yeah, the hell with that.
Yeah.
Her name wasn't Karen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to let you know that even though it's my birthday, Don, I'm so glad you have your bathroom back and was able to have your BM today.
What an
happy
amazing
birthday.
What an
to
amazing,
me.
Amazing selfless woman. Delightful.
She's the last caller on the phone scan as well.
Thank you.
On your birthday, what is your name?
My name is Ginger, and I'm calling from Portland. And Mike, I can hook you up with some lobster.
Portland, Maine, a beautiful, beautiful city. And Ginger, you don't hear that name very often.
Ginger?
Torture as a kid, great as an adult.
Ginger, happy birthday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What girl doesn't want to celebrate with a 7-Eleven Big Bite and a Super Gulp Big Gulp prize pack?
Wonderful.
Woo! And can God tell me happy birthday?
Including, hold on, just settle down after the commercial.
Sorry.
A $25 7-Eleven convenience card.
Nice.
Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. And now, by request, here is your gigolo.
Happy birthday, Ginger.
Thank you, baby.
You know any good Pollock jokes?
No, but as a blonde, I've heard my fair share of those.
Yeah. You got a blonde joke off the top of your head?
I'll give you another prize if you've got one.
What do you call two blondes in a freezer?
What?
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
You got to give her a prize. She had the joke.
She delivered.
It doesn't matter. It didn't have to be a good joke. She just had it.
Congratulations. You have won.
Thank you.
You have won two 7-Eleven Big Bites.
Oh.
Come on. Two Super Big Gulp prize packs.
Jeez.
Well, now she's won $50 worth of 7-Eleven convenience cards.
Nothing better in there, huh?
Woo!
I'm not saying there's nothing better, Mike.
It's her birthday.
I'm not saying there's nothing better, but
it's her birthday. What if she comes up with one more blonde joke?
Well, do you have
one? Why do blondes wash their hair in the sink?
Why?
Isn't that where you wash all the vegetables?
There you go. It counted. She had it.
Again, she delivered.
It's a three.
Don't give her 3-7-11.
You've won 3-7-11
Oh, big bite.
3-7-11 big bite and super big golf prize packs. Now you've won $75 worth of 7-Eleven convenience cards.
Woo!
There you go.
Happy birthday to me. That's awesome.
There's nothing in there.
Yeah, you know what?
And guys, talking to all of you is just present enough on my birthday. And but I want to keep the prizes anyway.
And trust me, Don did the very best he could for you there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Really. Take that $75 and you know,
walk into the 7-Eleven. I've got $150 worth.
Woo!
Happy birthday. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. Hold on.
Hold on a second. Now, who says we don't do good on this show? When we come back... Point, counterpoint, intervention.
Good.
Oh, boy. Let me get the story.
Okay.
This is the public service.
Get the story out.
We got it set up correctly. The 800-pound guy.
Help a guy.
Okay, here's the...
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
All right, Larry Cooper weighs 900 pounds.
Coop to his friends. Yeah. You gotta call anybody named Cooper. Coop.
He's 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so he's tall.
6'1", weighs 900 pounds.
It's 900 now?
900, according to the New York Daily News.
Wow. All right.
He always liked being big.
Right.
He never saw a problem with weighing 900 pounds until recently, when doctors said, you might have some problems.
Mm.
Actually, his troubles began in 1994 when he was shot in the leg.
Oh.
And he could no longer dance. That's how he used to exercise, by dancing.
Oh, really? Well, he got shot in the leg. I can understand that.
And at the time when he was dancing to lose weight, he weighed 400 pounds.
Now, no wonder he got shot.
Now, since he got shot and he can't dance, he's ballooned up to 800 pounds. And, firefighters use nets.
It's been a long time since we've had one.
Firefighters used nets to bring him down five flights from his home to get him into the ambulance, to get him into the hospital.
Nets.
The firefighters use nets.
Really?
And what we're going to do is get the guy on from the hospital, the 800. It says 800 somewhere. It says 900 pounds here. We're going to get him, and we've also booked a motivational weight loss expert.
Oh, good.
And as it turns out, the guy that we've booked also has weighed 800 pounds.
And he's down to 375.
And at that point, what's the point? I mean, I'm not going to say this to the guy's face.
Sure.
Let's say you weigh 800.
But imagine losing almost 400 pounds. Mm-hmm.
And you still weigh 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And there are still...
That kind of sucks.
There still are a lot of things that you just can never imagine doing in your life.
Sure.
But... Listen, we're going to try to do good here.
Good.
With the 900-pound man who had to be taken out of his home, with the firemen and their nets, he's in the hospital, and we've got the guy who used to weigh 800 pounds who's going to give him the Richard Simmons, come on, you can do it speech.
That's a good thing.
On how he can get all the way down to 375.
Or even more.
So we'll be back. Get ready for a real Oprah Winfrey-type segment.
Fantastic.
On our show.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'd love to just have one thing go right today. And there, thank you. That was it.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe. Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza.
Uh-huh.
Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels.
Oh,
do not eat puddings or custards.
Oh, my.
Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt.
You're killing me.
Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods.
Mike's crying.
Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
Nougat?
Don and Mike Show.
Nougat?
You ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, get ready for... You know, Oprah has that thing, Oprah's Angels?
Yes.
Right. I don't know what we're calling this. Don and Mike's devil. Not Oprah's Angels. No, actually, we're going to try to do some good here.
Good.
900-pound man vows he will dance the weight off. Larry Cooper is the guy that weighs 900 pounds. He had been down to 400 until he got shot.
And then he couldn't dance anymore.
Then he put 500 pounds on.
Wow.
Guy that wants to help him is named Tiny.
Tiny Villafane.
And Tiny Villafane used to weigh 800 pounds.
And now he weighs 375.
He's down to 375.
Good for him.
So we got one of the guys on the phone now. I think it's Tiny. Hey, Tiny.
Yes, sir.
What's up? How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. Very well.
So you at one time weighed how much? 800?
840.
840. 840, and you knocked all that weight off.
Yes, I did.
And what's your goal weight?
I said I was trying for like 225.
And have you, now that you're 375, are you going to continue on to 225? Are you still doing
it? I'm trying to. I've gone through numerous amounts of surgery to take off the extra excess fat that I couldn't get rid of no matter how much exercise I did. It's too stretched.
Oh, right. That's right. Cause you're
is that skin or is it fat?
Skin and fat, both.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Now, the guy that we're trying to get on the phone from his hospital room now,
right.
Larry Cooper, is the guy that weighs 900 pounds.
They told me 800.
Well,
800, all right.
New York Daily News says 900, but, you know, how about we meet in the middle at 850?
Okay.
Or, you know what, as they say at Burger King, have it your way.
800.
800. Let's say he weighs 800 pounds.
If we get this guy on the line, what are you going to tell him, Tiny?
I had to go through a lot to... they had to take him from the fifth floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he got me from the first floor.
Ah.
Oh, so.
And it's kind of tough to bring somebody down at 800 pounds down a five flights of stairs.
Did they have to use, did the firemen have to use the nets to get you out of your place?
They had to use the safety net for me also. I was too big for the stretcher.
Wow. Yeah, a safety net. How did that work? How many firemen carried you out?
11 firemen and 2 police officers.
All right, get ready now. Here we're going to do some good. Joining us now from his hospital in New York. Here is Larry Cooper. Larry.
Hey,
how are you doing? Larry, now, if you don't mind, because we'd like to get another Don and Mike success story going here with our Angel program.
Right.
Can we ask, the New York Daily News says you weigh 900 pounds. We've heard you weigh 800.
But Larry, do you know what the weight is?
It's 800?
Yeah.
800.
And change.
Eight and change.
800 and change, all right?
And we understand that before you were accidentally shot, that you used to dance and your weight was down to a controllable 400 pounds.
Yeah.
What would you, well, first off, have you met Tiny, the guy that wants to help you?
No, well, I think we got a different type of situation between me and Tiny.
I'm saying I embrace my weight, you know what I'm saying, I love my weight, you love your weight, yeah, I just say, you know, like anything could get out of control, you know, anything you get out of control, are you, do you want to put Tiny on with Larry? Oh yeah, no, they're both on together, Tiny, Tiny, say hi to Larry. How you doing, Larry? How you doing, my brother? All right, pretty good, all right, that's good, that's good, I see you.
Yeah, bro, Larry, I got the same problem you had when I weighed 840.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk much, shortness of breath real quick.
Yeah.
Couldn't do much, and I stayed in my room all day.
Yeah.
Only to use the bathroom and the shower.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, got a lot of
coffee. Couldn't do much at all.
Got a lot
too
in
much,
common.
I tried to go out. If I went outside, I could only walk a couple of steps before I ran out of breath.
Wow.
But see, If it happens, you know, nobody knows when it happens, and really it wasn't my fault, it did happen, you know what I'm saying, I would have had it, you know, under control if, you know, I had the right people not trying to play God with my life, you understand, what, hold on, that's a different story with me.
Huh.
I have people trying to play God with my life.
You have people trying to play God with your life? What do you mean by that, Larry?
You know, just to two people like Mount Sinai visiting us program and Zeman wheelchair special, they didn't give me what I was supposed to, that I deserved to have the help.
I don't follow a word. It's like talking to Larry Flint.
I'm not kidding.
Larry?
Yeah.
Larry, on your worst, how many meals would you eat in one day? After you were shot, Larry, how many meals would you eat in a day?
I mean, was that after losing four continued plus, I was dealing with a lot of female friends when I was younger. So, it was like, you know, I had a lot of girls, so.
And how old are you now, Larry?
I'm 36.
36. Wow.
And now, Tiny, what direct, specific advice would you give Larry on how he can start sweating to the oldies today? What can he do today to take off the change, to get down to 800 pounds?
Well, the hospital is not going to do much for him. They're only going to keep him there a short time.
800 would be the first goal that I would say.
Right.
But I'm not his doctor.
Hospital is going to keep him there for a short time. There won't be much they can do for him.
Mm-hmm.
They'll keep him there for a short time, keep him on a small diet and some medications if he needs it. But after that, I wound up in the nursing home, and I stayed there a year.
Wow.
So I had to stay there a year, and with the help of the nursing home and the staff there and a strict diet and exercise, that's how I got back into shape.
So would you recommend to Larry, Tiny, that he go to a nursing home?
He'd have to go to a nursing home for about a year and get himself together and strictly diet and exercise that they keep you there. Other than that, if he goes back home, it's not going to do him any good.
How do you feel about that, Larry?
Well, with me, as I said, there's two different things. Because, I was at it's like when you were younger, and I'd be much bigger then.
Listen, Larry.
You gotta control it. You gotta have a balance.
Yeah.
You gotta have a balance.
You gotta have a balance.
Has anybody, what have your doctors told you, Larry? What have your doctors told you to do?
Well, basically what they told me 3 years ago. You know, if I had attacked them, I would have been before Tiny. I'd probably be giving Tiny advice.
You'd be giving Tiny.
Hey,
so Larry, are you confident you can lose the weight?
Let me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Larry.
Larry,
let me tell you something. It is now June 11th, 2004. I make you this challenge that 1 year from now it'd be June 11th, 2005.
In 1 year. Tiny, how much weight can a guy lose in 1 year's time?
In 1 year, if he's dedicated, I lost close to 400 pounds.
Wow. So you can literally lose half his body weight.
He can lose half his body weight. He has to be committed to it. There's no cheating on that.
Larry?
Yeah.
How would you feel if we would be willing to say, in 1 year, we'll pay you $10 for every pound you lose?
$10?
$10 for every pound.
So if I think you're a businessman.
So if he lost... If he lost four...
That's right. $10. And I guarantee you, I'll be chasing quota within half that time.
I didn't get that.
Did you say you could do that in half the time?
Let me tell you something.
That's a yes, I think. Okay.
When I was younger, I said that. Like I said.
Right.
I've been much bigger now.
That would be.
Are you saying you think? Are you going to give it a try, Larry, to lose the weight? Okay, so you have no choice. You're going to lose the weight. And Don said he'll pay you $10 for every pound you lose.
And if you lose 400 pounds, that's how much? $4,000.
$4,000.
$4,000. Cool. Now, but listen, here's the deal. If you gain weight, you have to pay me $10 a pound.
You're on. He's going to do it. That's great. And if he loses 500 pounds, that's $5,000. And the same, but it's got to be...
That's right.
Within a year.
Within a year from now. And Larry, we're going to check in and check up on you.
And we'll let you know how much money you've made based on our show. You're not going anywhere. All right.
We want you to dance again.
And as a matter of fact...
Tiny, do you like that? Do you think that'll motivate Larry a little bit?
It'll motivate him, but like I said, strictly... up to him to do it.
Right. Tiny, he can't
have no friends encourage him no other way but to keep on to his diet. If anybody else thinks he's a friend and brings him food to eat when he doesn't need it,
that's
going to help him any.
I got a test for him right now. Here's a test right now. Hey, Larry.
Reach out to somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Watch this.
Watch this.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Just for being on our show today, we're going to give you a 7-Eleven Big Bite, and a 7-Eleven Super Big Gulp prize pack, including a $25 7-Eleven convenience card. Stop by 7-Eleven for a Big Bite All Beef Quarter Pounder Hot Dog from Oscar Mayer and Coca-Cola. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
But remember, when you get that prize, Larry, this is the guy that's going to pay you $10 for every pound you lose.
This is the test. That's a test.
He's never scared.
He's never scared. Do you want us to send you the prize?
Yeah.
See, now that, Larry, well, you just failed the test.
Well, do you think, are you going to give it to somebody else, Larry?
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Okay, well,
listen. He'll only eat one of them.
He'll only eat one of them.
It's a new diet.
Larry, it was a test, Larry. You're supposed to say no.
Yes, thank you, Tiny. Thank you, Tiny. You're supposed to say no.
There you go. You just failed the test, Larry.
I wouldn't want
that. Means if they couldn't do it over the phone, what can your friends do for you?
Tiny, you
what my friends can do?
Your friends come over and bring you a big boy, a big snack, or whatever?
I don't know. That's what my friends supposed to do.
No, your friends ain't supposed to do that. If you got friends, it's like not having anybody if they bring you food.
But see, my friends will be there regardless. They understand. They support you.
I had lots of friends, and they offered me stuff over the phone, and I told them, no, I don't need it.
Well, that's good.
See, it's not about your friends, about what you want.
All right, Tiny, let's try this again, though. Tiny, congratulations for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You've won $300 worth of ice cream sundaes from Baskin-Robbins.
Do you want it?
No, sir. You can keep them.
No, not Tiny. Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Larry, do you want $300 worth of ice cream sundaes from Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah, I got a wife, too. I got a wife and a son.
Yeah, he's got a wife and a son. but not for you, right, Larry?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll send you the ice cream and we'll send you the 7-Eleven stuff, but it's got to be just for your wife and son.
All right, Larry.
Okay. Now, Larry, you have my word as America's favorite broadcaster that if you lose, well, I don't care how much you lose in a year.
Whenever you lose in a year, Don's going to pay you $10 per pound. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, well, you guys, when I was losing all that weight.
See, Tiny knows that's a good offer, right?
It won't exceed $8,000.
Yeah, that's right, because
that's
obviously. Right. Right. Because
that's what they're about me, then.
Pardon me?
Don't gamble against me because I never lose. I'm very good at mine.
What did he say? What did he say?
I don't know.
I said, never go against me gambling. Never lose.
You think about every time you get up in the morning, you think about you're getting paid. Somebody in America is paying you $10 for every pound you lose.
Okay, Larry? Now listen, I'm going to be on your ass. Pardon the pun, Larry.
It's a big one, guys.
I know it's a big one, Larry, but listen.
It's a big ass. Be on, guys.
I want to tell you something.
Sorry, man. I was like, my leg.
Here's the thing, Larry. We used to have a guy on our show named Hambone. He had to be, Geraldo had to lift him out of his house in a crane.
Right, and Hambone regretfully has left us.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah.
Larry, we don't want you to be the next Hambone.
No. We want you to be, just like Tiny, to lose that weight and to keep losing the weight, okay?
Dancing again.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So what are you gonna have for dinner tonight, Larry?
Well, I don't know. You know, they give you what they want to give you.
They give you what the hospital's controlling. Right.
But it's all good. Those are lost.
And Tiny, I think you ought to check up on Larry occasionally, too. Keep him motivated.
Oh, no problem. I'll check up on him.
Beautiful.
And Larry, I tell you.
Anytime, Tiny.
That's good. See, a friendship is made here.
Larry and Tiny. Tiny, I tell you what, I'll give you a penny for every pound you lose.
A penny, huh?
A penny for every... Well, come on, you're already down to 375. I'm not Donald Trump here.
I'm going for the 23rd. I'm going for surgery again.
What do you mean you're not Donald Trump?
Oh, I ain't paying... Incidentally, Larry, are you going to lose all this weight with surgery?
No, I'm natural.
Okay. Natural.
Yeah, say,
the excess weight of, like, I don't think you can get it all off.
Well, I ain't gonna pay for somebody to go have a Cardi Wilson surgery.
Well, you know, we'll see. I don't think Larry's at that stage yet.
Yeah, he can make a big difference.
Larry's gonna have to take some of it off himself.
Sure. Right? If it doesn't matter, however he gets it off, you're gonna pay him $10 a pound, right?
Yes.
Out of your personal account.
That's correct. That's right. Playing with the house money, Mike.
There you go.
Well,
you know.
The thing about this is about Rankins.
It's about,
I guess I'm picking his lies, but he lied to me.
No, he's not lying.
Nope, no,
he
no, no.
Larry, he couldn't say it on the radio. If
Larry,
he was lying.
I swear to God, 1 year from now, as a matter of fact, if you lose the weight with before a year, if you lose 400 pounds, I'll give you a check on the spot.
Okay.
You lose 400 pounds tonight, I'll give you the check tomorrow.
There you go.
Okay?
It's just when a fireman carried me out, that 400 was gone.
By the time they carry him out, the 400.
When they carry me outside that door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when they carry. Yeah, I understand.
Honestly,
that's when you made the decision.
When they carried you outside. Okay, good luck,
sir. To turn it around. Okay.
Killing me.
Well, thanks to our 1,200 pounds of guests. It was 800 pounds with Larry. Oh, actually, a little less than 1,200.
Right.
800 with Larry. 375 with Tiny, who's already a big winner because he's a big loser.
Right.
And I mean that he's lost all the way.
Well, amen.
And Larry now will be the guy that we follow for the next year.
Very good.
To see if, in fact, he can do it.
That's a lot of weight, baby.
There's a lot of weight,
baby.
Right.
You know, and as long as now we're on the topic of losing weight, everybody's motivated, if we could just go back for a second. Larry, if there would be one food that you could have right now, what would you die to eat?
Food?
Yeah. If you could have anything you want right now, what would you have?
Well, there's only going to be one thing.
One thing.
That got to be some chicken.
Chicken.
And Tiny?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I could have it, filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Yum.
Oh.
All right, very
good. Both of you guys, let me ask each of you. Larry, are you planning on going the Atkins or the South Beach?
Well, I would order Atkins. The South Beach needs to show.
That's what I thought. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and how about you, Tiny? Which do you like better, Atkins or South Beach?
I never tried either one of them.
Ah.
There you go.
You just cut down the calories, right, Tiny?
I cut down the calories, a lot of exercise and hard work.
That's how you got to do. Yep.
I kept the amount of calories that they started me at the hospital with.
All right, well, listen, Larry Tiny here is going to be your personal coach, but I'll be your sugar daddy on this. You know, and it's a sugar...
I'll
be your sugar-free daddy.
Yeah.
Your equal daddy.
That's cancerous, man.
Whatever.
We'll
throw a little bit of Splenda in there.
There you go.
Oh, he said sugar-free is cancerous.
I think,
cancer's way down on the list, dude. Don't worry about it. Larry... Can you sing us a song? Can you sing us a song to get us to break?
That is pure spewack.
Can you sing us a song to get us to break, Larry? Larry, do you have a favorite song you could sing?
Yeah.
All right, here he is, everybody. The brand new Don and Mike Show Angel, Larry Cooper from New York City. Larry.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sing something for us.
Doing a boombox.
Yeah, Larry, can I tell you something? You probably burned 3 or 4 calories right there.
Absolutely. The pounds are starting to fall off.
All right, Larry,
yeah.
Thank you for your time. Hold on. Our producer, Beth Ann, will get in touch with you.
And Tiny, thank you so much.
Okay, what state are we coming from?
We are coming from the state of unbelief.
the state
of non-belief. The state of denial.
Now, the show originates in Washington, D.C., Tiny.
Okay.
Tiny, hold on, and Beth Ann will talk to you as well.
Sure, thank you.
Good luck, man.
Have a good weekend, and Larry, lose the weight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lose the weight. Okay.
Try that slim fast.
Thank you. Hold on, guys. Hold on a second. Okay. That's our intervention.
Wow.
We've done some good here.
Wow.
Today.
I mean,
well,
we've interviewed... heavier guys that didn't sound as heavy as Larry.
Yeah. I want to say that we've never...
I think Larry might have been reclining.
Mm-hmm.
We've never... I don't want to say we've never had a successful one of these fat guys on the show.
Have we?
Because, though? Well, no. Rob, who's the guy that we called a couple of years ago when we were doing middays?
Yeah, he's still not quite reached his goal for the surgery. He's still about 25 pounds shy.
Remember, there was a guy that had to lose, like...
I think he was in Michigan.
He had to lose 300 or 400 pounds in order to be eligible for the Carney Wilson surgery.
Wow.
What are you rubbing your belly?
Does it feel like?
And, of course, we lost we lost Hambone.
Yeah,
a lot of people lost Hambone.
And it was hard to call him because he'd lose the phone.
That's right. It would be under
the phone would ring and it'd be under his fat.
Under his butt.
I'm hungry.
At least on more than one occasion.
Yeah, and that's before the technology existed to put a phone on vibrate.
His name is Larry Cooper.
It will fascinate you.
He's a dancer.
He's our guy. Yeah.
He's our guy. And I hope really that when Larry loses the weight, that we can understand him a little easier. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
It kind of, it sounded, I believe the word would be strangulated a little bit.
Did he mention where he got shot?
In the leg.
Not the throat, huh?
In the leg. No, not in the throat. In the leg. And
I think Tiny's a good personal coach for Larry.
Excellent. We'll follow his progress and see how he does.
Yeah, just I hope Tiny doesn't have a relapse.
No nuts or nougat.
There you go. You have to talk about Baskin Robbins. Sometimes that's all it takes.
I know. Cool. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I want to know if Don and Mike, I'm 6'2", I weigh 150 pounds. I want to know if they'll pay me $10 for every pound I gain during a year.
Hey, it's us. And we've already did that. We've already did that. We've already done that contest. Long time ago we did them. Who could be our fattest, gain the most weight in the shortest amount of time?
Absolutely.
I already done it, my friend. Listen, to get on this show now, health-wise, you have to be taken out of your apartment by firemen using net.
Amen. And when we had that contest as far as who could gain the most weight, we had to cancel the contest.
How about why?
Because employees were not eligible.
How about $5 a pound?
No.
How about, let me think about this.
Yes.
There. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to say Larry sounds like a really overweight Dennis Murphy.
An overweight Dennis Murphy. Well, there's an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Dennis already overweight?
Dennis continues to gain.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is that guy you're going to pay the $10 per pound?
Yes.
Is that net or gross?
I think at this stage of the game, it would be gross.
It would be very gross. Absolutely, yes. It's gross.
Okay. Net or gross.
That's funny. That's good. And net is what they had to bring him down in.
Right. Yeah, net or gross.
Net or gross.
Five floors.
One more call. Where's the girl? Oh, we lost the girl. We had some girl that was hot for Larry.
Really?
Wow. She just hung up.
No, Chubby Chaser.
Was it John Kim?
Man.
It was not.
Don't break the seal.
So follow the progress of Larry.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, tease this like, you know, as always, when we get one of these guys, it could be a life or death thing.
Yeah, I hope he's successful. He sounds motivated. He said, the one thing I got out of there, he said, when they took me out of the house in the net, that's when I got, that's when I already lost the weight.
That's when you know.
So for those of you out there who are fat like we are, go ahead and splurge this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to eat an entire pie.
I figure I'm at least a couple of weekends away from them having to take me out of my house in a net.
I'm going
to
eat an entire pie ALM.
What time should we wake
What's
you?
What's AOM?
A la mode.
What time should we wake you for the pie?
Feed me a cherry pie as soon as I awaken.
Hello, last call. Don and Mike. Here's Dennis in Wisconsin. Dennis.
Hey, what do you think the chances are that guy has any resemblance to the fat guy in the Monty Python movie and you slip him a mint and he blows up?
Mr. Creosote, one of the great fat characters of all time, one of the greatest. I would think that movie would be motivating for Larry.
Yeah.
You would think.
I could picture him while you were talking to that guy. I was waiting for somebody to bring him a bucket.
Just one tiny waffle thin mint.
One more call. Hello.
Just want to let you know, I am losing weight.
Right.
Yeah.
I've lost 5 pounds so far.
Yeah, 5 pounds.
Would you change your underpants?
No. What I'm doing is I'm cutting calories.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
The only thing I had today was Kellogg's cereal bar.
And what did you have for lunch?
12-ounce Diet Coke.
You know, Dennis.
That's all, Dennis?
Yeah. Wow.
When you lose weight, you can't count tooth floss.
Shut up, Rob.
There you go. Way to go, Dennis.
But you know what? It was worth it.
What kind of exercises are you doing, Dennis?
Oh, I'm walking a mile.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Walking a mile.
So hopefully by the end of summer, I should be down 30 pounds.
30 pounds. What is your weight right now, Dennis?
Dennis weighs 387 pounds now.
252.5.
252.
250. 52 and a half, and you're
52.5.
Your goal weight is to be about 220?
220 by August. If I get lower, I'll be happy.
Yeah. How tall are you, Dennis?
I'm a short guy, 5'7.
57.
Have you thought about our offer to get to pull your teeth and let us put new Da Vinci veneers in?
God, please. Yeah. If you can find a dentist, I will take you up on your offer.
All right, Dennis, we want to do that.
We got it. Did he ever get back to us?
He never called us back, so I think we can throw it open to the public if there is a dentist out there who is interested in engineering this fiasco.
Mm-hmm. Dennis has, and I am not exaggerating, something that is very similar to dog teeth. If you've ever seen a picture of Dennis's, what is this?
It's from Joe.
Oh, here's a joke from Joe. Is Dennis still on the phone? No, he's hung up. But Joe writes in, Dear Dennis, lose your other hand and lose 10 more pounds.
That's a joke from Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe.
Joe's just running in with jokes now.
He's doing our comedy right.
Because we sent him down the other day to Reagan's funeral. Now Joe's writing jokes for us. Thanks, Joe.
Thank
you. Got a break. Who's on the Celebrity Hotline? We'll find out when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Brad from Wisconsin. Brad, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, guys, what's going on with the move, the office switch?
It's a good question. Yeah. The office switch will be happening. We are switching offices with sales manager
Jeff Hedges.
What happened to the girl?
Julie Fullman. You know what? I'm glad you called. We don't have time for it today.
Right?
It's almost like one of Buzz's wife-swapping parties, because what's happened now is that the girl, Julie, the sales manager, has an office that she wants that Paul Gorgie, the sales guy that lives in the tanning booth, wants.
Right.
Tony, the engineer, thinks that he can move Jeff upstairs into an office that is currently being used as a storage space.
Right.
So we would get Jeff Hedges' office, which means that Julie Fullman, the sales lady, has to negotiate for an office upstairs,
okay,
with Paul Gorgie, the sales guy that lives in the tanning booth.
Well, wait a minute. That doesn't Julie pull rank over Paul Gorgie?
Yes, she does.
Not how it works, though. They did it my way. They put all the keys in a bowl.
Anyway, yeah, we are. The office move is happening.
That's called Friday Night at the Burbank.
But I'll tell you, the main reason we've not talked about it is that they brought Alan into it.
Oh.
And since they brought Alan into it, everybody's having to stop and
check. Oh, God, no.
Double check and triple check.
Is this why Buzz can't keep a wife?
Is this why Buzz can't keep a wife?
This just sounds like one of, a whole explosive mess.
Well, it is kind of an explosive. I had no idea until this very moment that Alan had been brought into it.
Right.
You spared me from that.
Everybody had been trying to hide this from Alan, and a good job of hiding, because we've only talked about it on the radio for 2 weeks. We had even called him and told him, but he thought it was a joke.
And if it's Alan, if he's involved, add 1 month.
Well, no,
Alan, add 1 month. Yeah, 1 month.
I think 2 months, because he yellow-lighted it.
I think it's going to be happening soon. But listen, on Monday's episode, we'll get all the players in here, because there's a lot of people at this radio station involved with the office swapping.
Very good.
Okay?
Well, great.
Thank you for caring, Brad.
Hey, you're welcome, and keep it up.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, Celebrity Hotline coming right up here. I don't have time to tell you everything, but I just want to let you know that Ben Affleck has a hairy stomach. Apparently, he's got a new girlfriend.
Like, I don't know that.
A new girlfriend, a Latino girlfriend, named Enza Zambatro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bueno.
And she has roommates. And she says, quote, "His hairy stomach was left all over my couch." meaning Ben had taken his shirt off at this other girl's apartment.
Oh, he didn't, like, shed or anything, did he?
Yes, he did. He also has gross back hair. The second girl is equally disgusted. She says Ben is tall, not very attractive. He has white and straight teeth. It's clear he thinks he's the bomb. However, he sheds like an animal.
Ah, that is gross.
Ben Affleck. I don't know.
Rob, did you shed your back hair when you... Did you shed your body hair?
No.
Because I shed my body hair.
Really?
I mean, I do. I shed occasionally. I'll notice that, yeah.
But not like Ben Affleck. I mean, has your girlfriend... Has Carla ever said to you...
That I leave the hair
that,
on the...
That your hairy stomach was left all over her couch?
No, she hasn't, but I've been aware...
Is it primarily in the spring?
If this is spring, these are gray now.
Right.
And I notice them occasionally, like on towels and things like that. I don't lose any hair from my head, and I don't lose any hair from, the hair down there. But I notice the chest hair it tends to end up in different
spots. I thought you shaved down there.
Shave down there?
Oh, that was another show.
It's whole opposite for me. I don't shed any body hair, but I can't keep a hair on my head.
That was another show, but nothing's changed.
David Letterman.
I'm a smooth operator.
David Letterman has had this thing for Paris Hilton. Back when the videotape came out of her having sex on the internet.
Right.
I guess they had her booked as a guest on the show.
Right.
And then she backed out at the last minute, and he would spend, like, I don't know, the first 10 minutes of his show every day talking. And this was months ago.
Yeah.
This was, like, last fall.
When the video was
out. Finally,
I think that she's his type.
Bulletin, she's going to be on his show. Okay? Monday, Paris Hilton will make her debut on David Letterman.
Well, I never watched Leno, but I watched it last night, and Nicole Richie was on with Leno.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can't stand Nicole Richie.
I
think Nicole Richie is the total wannabe, you know, just...
If we
know.
Were playing that old game, though...
No.
I take Nicole over Paris any day of the week.
Not me. No, absolutely not.
You bet.
Really?
You bet. Paris thinks she's smart.
Nicole knows she's dumb. Look, we're taking the mind out of it right now, aren't we?
Are you
talking about a lifetime of companionship just a brief encounter?
I'm talking about 20 minutes and then get out of the room.
I will say that Paris Hilton, after watching The Simple Life reruns, to just kind of look at it, to see it, and I hated it. Paris Hilton is definitely too skinny.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. We got our celebrity we have to call, but I didn't want to leave you without a Friday feel-good. So watch Paris Hilton Monday. We'll talk about her.
Very good. Very good.
Here's your feel-good story. Before we do our celebrity hotline, something to make you feel good, and from the heartland.
Okay.
Headline, Omaha, Nebraska. A TV cameraman filming a story about a dangerous intersection was struck and killed by a vehicle.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Jeff Frolio, 45, died last night. He was working for station KETV, covering a story for that evening's newscast about a very dangerous intersection.
Oh, boy.
Where people speed and run through red lights.
Wow.
The driver who hit the man...
Right.
...was not drinking or speeding. The speed limit on the highway is 60. The guy, the reporter, the guy from the TV station, the cameraman that was there doing the story about the dangerous intersection...
Right.
...simply didn't look.
Oh, boy.
He simply did not look. She was sober. She was not breaking the speed limit. She only saw the guy in her rear view mirror.
Hmm.
And the guy... path of a vehicle. It is not a traffic engineering problem.
Well, and he's got a bit of a point.
Anyway, it's a Friday feel-good.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
See, the TV guy's out there saying, you know, this is a dangerous intersection. Yeah. I'm Brad Bomby, Channel 5. Then he turns and boom, he's...
proved his point.
He's hit by a car.
Or maybe not.
Listen, it's Survivor time.
Way down upon the Herbert River,
that's
far,
right.
Far away.
Here we go.
I've got sand in every nook and cranny. Pass.
pants are wet all day.
Thank you, Mad Dog.
Wow. Yeah.
Yuck, right. Time for the celebrity hotline, and today we're going to be calling.
Yes.
Actually, he would have been more of a celebrity a month ago.
Yeah, well, we'll take him now.
Lex from Survivor.
Hey.
And we're taking Lex for a couple of reasons. First, he's interesting. He got screwed over by Boston Rob. And
he is the Survivor All-Star.
Mm-hmm. And also, Michael Hughes, a vice president of this company, promised us he could get Rupert from Survivor on. Oh, and Rupert from Survivor's never called once. So we'll just call Lex, tell him how much we like him.
Mm-hmm. I like Lex.
And then I think we'll try to call Vice President Michael Hughes to let him know the joy of actually speaking to someone
on Survivor
who's All-Stars. On Survivor All-Stars, since he promised he could deliver up Rupert.
Amen.
Hello?
Hello, Lex.
Yes?
Lex, this is Don and Mike. Sorry we're late calling you. Thank
Let's
you for
give
joining
Lex
us.
A round of applause.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, are we actually on?
Yeah, we're on the
air. We're on live, Lex.
Oh, right on, huh? How going, everybody?
How you doing, Lex? We
couldn't be better. I'm in Santa Cruz. It's sunny. I'm loving life. It's all good.
All right.
We loved you on the show on Survivor. Can't believe how you got screwed over by Boston Rob. Now, are you still friends with Boston Rob in real life now that the show is done and over? No.
You can't. I mean, before I even answer that question, I think I have to say, it's funny to me how people care so much about whether or not we're friends anymore, now that the show is over, you know, the game is over,
right?
Everything's done, and that's funny because university. That's the first question I get asked now when I walk around.
Well,
are you and Rob still friends?
Hold
and
on. Lex, let me just explain to you one thing. As I watched the show, I would see before he stabbed you in the back. Now, I know they edit the show different ways, but they made it seem like you had said, hey,
you guys seem to be compadre.
I got a buddy. No matter what happens on this show, I know I've got a friend. Meanwhile, he's off talking to his dumb girlfriend.
Amba.
You know, planning to stab you in the back.
Right. So I'll tell you guys, the short of it is, no, we're not friends anymore.
Good.
But,
good.
You know, I have to say that, for better or for worse, the fact of it is, as far as I'm concerned, I have no hard feelings at all against him. Everybody feels a certain comfort. They have the line that they will or will not cross when they play Survivor. They make a decision either before they play the game or while they're out there. You know, this is how far, this is what I would do, you know, for $1 million. And he felt comfortable, you know, exploiting a friendship and basically doing whatever it took to get to the money. And that's totally fine. I don't judge him for that. I wasn't comfortable doing that. For me, the friendship was more important, but you can't fault him for that. He got a lot closer to the $1 million because he was willing to do whatever it took. That's all good and fine, but the fact of the matter is, out there, he kind of proved what kind of a friend he was, and we got in a pinch situation, the ultimate test. I know what kind of a friend he is, so...
For a guy who said he didn't want to talk about it, he sure doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't he?
To have a crappy friend.
Got some issues.
Yeah. Hey, Lex, I want to ask you a very specific question about the final show.
Yeah.
When Jerry walked off, I mean, that was kind of rushed, and it was explained by the host, by Jeff, when we came back from commercial break, but obviously you were sitting there, and I one of the frustrations I had, boy, I wish they either had tape rolling on that, or we could have seen what happened when she walked off. Are you allowed to talk about that? Can you tell us what went down when?
Yeah, I mean, no one's told me I can't.
Okay, what exactly? Jerry was obviously she was obviously pissed off when that happened.
She's getting booed.
What happened during the commercial break that we didn't see?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, and it wasn't so much that she was pissed off. It was, imagine yourself, put yourself in Madison Square Garden. You've got I think between 5,000 and 10,000 people in the audience, and everyone starts booing you when you're basically trying to clear the air and say something. Get something off your chest that you've been trying to tell people for quite a while. Nobody, I don't think anybody would have a very easy time with thousands of people booing you. The thing with Jerry, she...
Well, we have no problem with it. He's just going to be on this call, take some freaking phone calls on
the
show
someday.
The
thing is, when people are booing you from home, you can't hear them through the radio.
Right.
But my point is, Jerry is a, first of all, Jerry's a great, she's a great girl. She's a super cool chick. She has gotten a bum rep ever since she did Australia. She was portrayed as, you know, the ultimate bitch on the show. And she has basically had to do, you know, PR for herself and character rebuilding for 3-4 years now because everybody thinks that she's this horrid person. I'll tell you right off the bat, she's a great girl and she doesn't deserve that. Now, the point she was trying to make was one that a lot of us, I think, have tried to make in the past, and that is, you know, we are these characters on this show that people
right.
sitting at home love to watch and yell at or criticize or whatever, but when you get right down to it, we're not just these kind of TV characters.
Now let me stop you right there though, and I think that I can relate to the way people in that audience might have felt. At that very moment I was saying to myself, hey, you know, this is what you signed on for. I mean, and especially when you're going to an all-star show, that comes with, and you guys know more than anybody, that comes with the territory.
Absolutely, and I sign on the dotted line. I could frankly give a rat's ass how they edit me or what anyone thinks of me, you know, outside of my circle of friends and family, because mm-hmm. they're the only yeah. ones whose opinion really matters. But I have a really thick skin, and not everybody that does the show that signed on that dotted line has as thick a skin as me. But the truth remains, there are certain, you should still, just because we signed on the dotted line and we agreed to play this game and be on the show, doesn't give everybody in the world the right to be rude to us.
Oh, but dude, hold on a second. I mean, kind of, yeah. And CBS...
And also, I mean, where do you get off saying that it gives the right of anybody to come up to me, for example, you know, when I'm with my family, with my kids, and come up to me and say, you know what, I hated you, you're a jerk, but can I have your autograph? You know, people feel comfortable treating us because we're on a reality TV show
yes.
any way they want, and they treat us sometimes in ways that they wouldn't treat a total stranger.
I think I really would say to that anybody at all in any area of celebrity, when you go into that celebrity status, that you know, it really does, you get the good with the bad. How you
Absolutely.
Handle it, and you're not obligated to sit there and take it from somebody, but you know what, and I don't think anybody
and you know what, Jerry didn't sit there and take it. She decided, you know what? This ain't worth it.
What'd she do? Did she flip the crowd off or anything like that?
Nothing like that. In fact, again, you guys are buying into the hype of who her character
yes, we
is
are.
Thanks to the editing on the show.
Right.
She she was actually not mad. She was heartbroken that there was so much kind of hate directed at her for really no substantial reason. She broke down and she had to bail because she didn't want to come back after commercial break and have cameras all trained on her and close up on her while she was crying because, you know, I mean, at the
we would have loved that.
Leave with some dignity.
But no, but here's the thing though. Understand, Lex, we're big fans of the show. We're big fans of yours. But dignity, you check that at the door on that show. I mean, frankly, I
don't agree. I mean, I think I kept my dignity the whole time.
You did, absolutely.
And I will never back down, sell out, or compromise anybody.
Dude, listen, that's great. And when you and I agree with you. When they stabbed you in the back, you just sat there and said, okay, you know, that's how you're playing the game.
Did they try to get Jerry to stay on the set when that happened?
But if she can't handle it, we as Americans, you know, the schmucks that watch the show, we want to see that.
Because everybody out there in the land, you know, is you know, dealing with their own pathetic situations, and then we want to live vicariously. I mean, that's
right.
The whole. Don't you think that's the whole reality phenomenon? I mean, that's what it is.
It is. I mean, it's a TV medium that really delivers and panders to the voyeur in all of us.
Yeah, and now, Lex, how have you taken your popularity from the show? Because you're a popular guy. A lot of people were rooting for
right,
you.
Right, absolutely.
How have you taken that? Have you worked that into anything, or are you walking away from it now?
No, I mean, I'm not really... I never went into the experience with the intention of, you know, using it as a springboard or parlaying it into anything else, really. I originally signed up for Survivor for the adventure, and I got to have it twice. The most significant way that I've kind of exploited the experience is I'm using it for as much good as I can. I'm doing a ton of charity work. I have about 30 or 40 charity events already booked this summer. I'm actually leaving tomorrow morning and doing 3 different charity events in Los Angeles just this weekend alone. That to me has been the greatest thing that I've been able to take away from this experience, is that I can go out. People, for some reason now, they seem to care what I have to say, so I'm going to go out and try to help as many, you know, nonprofits and charities that I back and I believe in as possible.
Well, you know, I'd like to, if possible, I would love to play this game with Lex. If you wouldn't mind,
what game?
I'd like to go through and get a one word description, just a one word on each of your fellow Survivor All Stars.
could you remember them?
The ones that I would, you know, I mean, obviously, I just like
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob, one word. Boston Rob.
Ruthless.
All right, how about this? Jeff Probst.
Smart.
Amber.
Who?
Mark Burnett.
Uncompromising.
Rupert.
Larger than life.
The girl, the woman, not the girl, the woman with the Boy Scout uniform.
Oh, yeah, with the woman.
Oh, Lil.
Yeah.
Never met her.
Never met her.
Wow. Really?
Oh. What, Big Tom?
Yeah,
Big Tom's my brother.
My brother.
Hey, what was up with the retarded Big Tom comment when they brought back the people and he said, I would have rather have been with your sister of the woman next door? Was that edited out of context, or is he just nuts like that?
Oh, I don't even remember. What was that?
I guess that was after you were off.
A comment about Sue Hawk or what?
No. They went after you were off. One of the prizes, all of the people got a relative to come visit them.
Right.
And I think it was Big Tom's brother who came.
Son.
Yeah, his son. Yeah.
And he said something like, I wish it was the girl next door instead of you. Something like the daughter
of
the,
right. Yeah,
the daughter of the next door neighbor.
Yes.
And it's like no one on Survivor said, hey, dude, what are you talking about?
You know what? With Big Tom, you get what you get. And that's what you got to love about him. It's uncut, undiluted, and it's true, pure Virginia goat farmer. You got to love him for it.
Lex, hold on. Here's another one. Here's a name association. Ray Romano.
What do you want me to associate him with?
Just first thing comes to your mind.
First thing
gobs
comes
of kids. Last time I met him, and he had kids all over him because he's got like he has a litter of kids himself.
Wow.
The best dad in the world.
What about Leslie Moonves?
Les Moonves, power broker.
Power broker. Yeah.
What about his girlfriend Julie Chen?
Hot piece of ass.
it's more than one word, but that's okay.
Yeah, run it all together. It'll still read the same way. Hot piece of ass.
What about Mr. Moonves' ex-wife who can no longer watch CBS because it makes her cry?
Oh, man. You know what? But I have to say, probably wealthy.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Or will be.
And for the record, Lex, we got Les Moonves' permission to talk about the tabloid story, so we're able to do that.
We're
now.
Okay. And one last, Mel Karmazin.
Who's that?
Oh,
I made it. Who?
I know.
He used to be the head of Viacom.
Okay. Yes.
He used to be Les.
That's the kind of stuff. You're lucky you got anything out of me with Les Moonves. I don't even. I'm not even part of that whole world, really.
Well,
I went and played Survivor.
You know, I would like to, in one word, Sue Hawk.
Ooh.
That's my word. tough one.
Wow. I'm not going to touch that one.
Wow.
Let me just ask you, of all of the women on the Survivor All-Stars, did any of the women have a problem with appreciable odor?
Ooh.
Simply yes or no, and if you say yes, we're going to think it's Sue.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Listen, Lex, we're going to let you go because
You guys got to let me plug one thing.
Yep. Go right ahead.
Sure. What do you want to plug, Lex?
One of the fun things I'm getting to do because of Survivor is I'm going to actually get to go out and take a cruise in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm going out. I'm actually taking my wife on a cruise. And my wife's been so patient with me with all of these adventures I get to take. But this is a cruise that myself, Big Tom, Kathy O'Brien, and Richard Hatch.
Oh,
all four of us are going to be on this cruise in the Caribbean. It's from November 13th through the 20th, and it's a Survivor-themed cruise.
All right.
If anybody out there wants to go on a cruise, I promise Richard will be clothed. At the very least, we'll make him wear the big blur spot.
You can't promise that.
In front of little Richard.
Right.
But if anybody's out there is interested in going from November 13th through the 20th on the Cruise of the Caribbean, it's on a brand new ship. It's going to be amazing. Just call Regal Cruises and Travel, and the number is 1-800-461-7447. And it's a whole week long, and I think the rates start at under $700, and that's like $100
down
a day.
Slow down, young man.
That's a plug.
Jesus Christ, that's a plug. We just wanted to ask you about Survivor. All right, nice talking to you, Lex.
Lex, good luck in your charity work and whatever you do.
Thank you all. You take care. Peace.
Thanks, Lex.
Good job.
Bye-bye, Lex.
Bye-bye. There goes Lex.
Wow.
Get me my ticket.
He's all right.
He didn't want to talk much about his fight with Boston Rob.
No.
No, he did not.
No, he did. Except he talked about it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, and the Jerry thing, you know. And that was, I liked that because, you know what? It was a little round table about the whole state of reality TV.
Thought it through.
Will Mr. Woody be speaking on that crew?
Hey, how many times have we been offered, huh?
Hold on.
That's the number one offer that we've turned
down. Try to keep him covered up.
Let me call Infinity Vice President Michael Hughes.
Very good.
Yeah, let's hear it from Michael Hughes. Uh-huh. He's the guy, remember, who said, I could get you, Rupert. Hughes. Michael Hughes, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, I bet you're probably busy getting ready for the... the box has already left town, so you're probably not in your funeral mode. Let me tell you that we just had on the show from Survivor, Lex.
And does that remind you of anything, Michael?
Oh, boy. Perhaps an ill-fated promise from months ago?
Very good.
Yeah, okay, just wanted to remind you.
Yeah, we just wanted to rub it in a little bit.
That's all.
I just keep thinking if I walk by your office really quickly and say hello, that perhaps over time you'll forget.
No problem. No problem. We're just kidding. And just for the record, can we have your name, please?
Michael Hughes.
We finally got him.
Okay.
Have a great weekend, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
He's fun.
It's the running gag that I just love.
He's the vice president. He's the vice president. Anybody's the vice president here.
You said he's the vice president?
That Ben the janitor's the vice president. Everybody's the vice president of something around here.
And what was his name?
Oh, Michael Hughes. We got a break. Thank you to Lex from Survivor.
Yeah.
We'll be back with the Friday Face.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. I've been watching. Not only did I have the pleasure of being asked to open the telethon, but I've been watching it most of the night, except when I was on stage myself at the Sands. And it occurred to me, knowing the beating that this man takes every year, being here all these hours, in addition to the wonderful press that he has to put up with throughout the year, I picked two songs that we dedicate to the man here. And most of the time we dedicate these songs to you. But I think you kind of fit in too. We hope you agree. For you, my friend.
The Don and Mike Show. They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
Ain't that the truth?
Absolutely.
You know, everybody is in town for the Reagan funeral.
Right.
And incidentally, for those of you here in the D.C. area, on the Beltway now, the box is gone.
Mm-hmm.
The box is in the air, so things should be getting back to normal here. Buzz, the list of celebrities today. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay. Among others, Kirk Douglas, Charlton Heston, Tom Selleck, Bo Derek. We have Dolores Hope, Frank Sinatra's widow Barbara, and Tina and Nancy Sinatra.
Now, these were just the celebrities that were at the Washington part of this.
The Hollywood names there.
There will be more celebrities at the Los Angeles thing,
at
the private thing, at the library, at Simi Valley. Joining us now, someone who I think we mentioned yesterday should have been there. And as it turns out, he was there. Because he's here now. God knows we played his tapes all week.
Thank you.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey. Thank you so much.
Wayne,
it's great to be back at the Don and Mike Show. I flew in from Las Vegas, where I'm appearing at the Sands, and can I say this one thing to you?
Yeah.
To you,
yeah.
Donald.
Sure.
My friend. You just do such a fabulous job with your skeleton crew that you patch together in such a fine fashion. You're such a humanitarian.
Thank you, faggot.
I listen now. Now listen.
What?
The jokes stop now. I've been practicing my karate. What I've been doing is practicing karate on a daily basis in anticipation of coming by and doing your show.
Wow.
And I'm just going to say it one time, because I don't think we need to go there again. But
yes, faggot?
If you keep that up,
yeah.
I'm coming right across that console, and I'm going to kick your ass.
You know, that's what... We have
the jokes stop now.
We have a tape of you saying that to Johnny Carson.
I know, you kid. You're a kidder. And I certainly, over the years, I've gotten a thicker skin. A thicker skin about everything that people say.
And a more leathery skin.
And a more leathery voice, as you've noticed. Because now, in the old days, it sounded more like donkey shit. It's a beautiful song.
How come you weren't on camera at the Reagan funeral today?
I was not invited. I was an uninvited guest.
You crap?
That's the way I'll always look at Nancy and Ronald as they really do relate to me. I will always be an uninvited guest, but nonetheless a true patriot and a great supporter. And thanks to Secretary Watt when he had me down on the mall, and the rainbow appeared over the Washington Monument. It was a fabulous thing.
So you're saying you were at the Reagan funeral today?
I tell you that Jerry and I love this one in particular. My brother, Jerry Newt. Daddy, don't you walk so fast. Now, I still sing that in my Las Vegas review.
Good.
Where I also play the trumpet and appear in a spacesuit. I'd like to tell all of your wonderful listeners, and you know, Lord knows you've got so many good people that listen to this show.
Yeah.
I want to say that, please, when you come out to the greatest city in the world, my home of many, many moons, Las Vegas, Nevada, come out to the Wayne Newton Show and see what a multifaceted performer I am. I act, I sing, I dance, I play a variety of musical instruments.
Did you notice that when Reagan's casket was going down the street today in the old time thing with the wooden
caisson.
Wheels? The caissons go rolling along.
It's so good to be here to try to bring a little joy and a little ray of sunshine on an otherwise gloomy and sad day.
They did have the horse without the guy on the horse.
Yes, the riderless horse.
Yes.
Speaking of horses, I mentioned that I've got a wonderful stable of beautiful Arabian stallions that I keep at my ranch out in Las Vegas, Nevada.
This was I was wondering about.
I mention that I've also lost over 400 pounds eating a diet of consisting only of Caesar salads?
Congratulations.
I'm very, very happy about that. Caesar salad's a great way to lose weight, but only Caesar salad. None of that grilled chicken or shrimp that a lot of people like to sprinkle on.
Did they have to take you out of your house? Did the firemen have to come and take you out of your house?
Back in the day, they didn't have that technology. It was a split level, and they carried me out with really more of a canvas burlap sack. The nets were not used for heavy people.
So what are your memories of Ronald Reagan?
We occasionally have a funeral for one of my Arabians out at my ranch, Casa de Shenandoah, which is
find out that all this stuff is real if you go to WayneNewton.com.
WayneNewton.com. You can also get information on getting tickets to my many shows, both in Branson and also in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the Branson experience was really not one of the best business decisions I've ever made, but I'm happy to be in Las Vegas. Isn't it a great town? Haven't they done marvelous things with that town?
So you crashed the Reagan funeral today?
Yes, I did. I was there. You didn't see me on camera because I was in the back row.
Good for you.
But still, back row, front row, third row, fifth row. It doesn't take away from my sadness as a great American.
And do you have a message for the dead Ronald Reagan?
The message would be safe home, my friend. Safe journey. Safe journey to you and to all of your listeners. I say the same thing. When the time comes, when the Ripper, or the Reaper as he's called, knocks on your door, you know, I hope you're as prepared as Mr. Ray.
But you're talking about Kobe Bryant, right? When the Reaper knocks on
the Reaper, no. I was endeavoring to play trombone with the Marine Band.
Oh.
I am a trombone player.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. But I know you brought up the Carson thing, and it just disturbs me greatly. I was such a fan. And, you know, the anger that I felt and the anger I feel now when you mention that horrible word.
Well, you could comment.
Is something that disturbs me greatly.
You could comment about a couple of clips here. There was a Wayne Newton show on the History Channel.
I've told the folks at CBS that I would like to be on Survivor, too. I would like to be on Survivor.
Oh, we just had Lex from Survivor All-Stars.
I love the show. And can I just say, Jerry from Survivor, the beating that woman endures on a day-to-day basis is quite unfair.
Not
my brother.
Your brother Jerry?
My brother Jerry and I would eat ice cream and view Carson's program when I had ballooned to over 400 pounds.
Comment on this soundbite.
But the Caesar salads made it go away.
Sure. Comment on this soundbite.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I think in four days I've had 5 hours sleep. I will go and go and go and go, and then I'll sleep for like 36 hours.
All right, so you just said on that tape that
I would go and go. It's true. It's true. It's what you hear is true. I'm not prepared to in any way dispel any myths here. I would go for 5 hours, 2 hours of sleep a night, and then sleep straight through for sometimes upwards of 72 hours.
Wow. Comment on
I would hibernate much like a bear.
Comment on this soundbite, please.
Please. I said to my aide, there's the most gorgeous lady I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Cannot miss her. Yeah. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair.
And a smile that lights blue up eyes. This room.
Can I ask you something? When you say the word smile...
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
And this will be a hip and timely for your listening audience.
Okay.
Because I know that's what you do on your show. And I will say that I feel the same way right now about that wonderful, wonderful host and master of ceremonies, Ryan Seacrest. He's got blonde hair and blue eyes, and he is just fabulous. And I feel the same way almost as I do about my own wife. He's a beautifully talented man. He's got great wit and great energy. He's a terrific guy.
When you say
that is a smart turtleneck, you're
when you say a word like let me
I said, if you let her escape,
right there, the word is not
escape.
It's escape.
It's escape. I said, if you let her escape, please. Don't bother coming back. I will kick your ash.
The sound of the ashes.
Yeah,
what's happening with your ashes?
See, I know what you're doing here. What you're doing here is you're trying to indicate there's some sort of affectation in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. What you see, pal,
hold on.
Is what you get. I'm the real deal.
You dye
I'm
your
real,
hair.
I'm the real Wayne.
You dye your hair.
That's alleged.
You've had God knows how many elective plastic surgeries.
You're a lie machine. You know what you are? You're a little lie machine.
You've had lipo.
You've got your microphone, and you can spew out this trash.
You drew on a mustache, for God's sake.
I invite you to take a view of me at WayneNewton.com. Click on my virtual mustache. And it'll give you everything you need to know. This hair, there's just it's a genetic flaw, I suppose, that my hair does not turn gray, and that my skin remains remarkably taut even after all these years. There is no.
Can you blink? Can you blink your eyes?
I can.
Do it then.
I don't choose to do it right now.
I dare you. You've had so many faces.
Okay.
You can't blink
your
eyes.
Hold on. Just slow down, my friend. Hold on just a second here.
Okay.
I would like to actually. Blink for you if you could furnish me with a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. If you could do that, I'd do that for you right now. I do the little blink. I'll try.
Okay, try. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. God damn it.
Try it again.
Oh. You're one pain in the neck. I'll tell you right
really
now.
Struggling. Those
the reason I do not blink has much to do with my wide-eyed wonderment and love for many. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Life's an adventure. Grab it. And every day, if you can wake up and fill yourself with joy, as I do with my lovely wife and my stallions, each day at Casa de Shenandoah.
Do you think?
You live a full life, a very full life.
Are you jealous? Listen, I got to ask. We have to break back
that. That is a word that is not in the Newton vocabulary.
Good.
Are you jealous?
Hey, jealousy. Not me.
Are you jealous?
I'm working that into my act, that wonderful tune.
Good.
That the kids love so much.
The Jim Blossom?
Yes, the
Jim Blossom. Hey, jealousy.
I, you know, it's one of those contemporary hits that was, I think, a big hit. It's been number one, like, the last couple of months.
Are you attracted to that one. Are you jealous that Merv Griffin was a pallbearer at the Reagan funeral?
Jealousy, Don, would not be the word. Jealousy is a harsh word. It's a mean word. And it's very frustrating for me to think. And when I have to think, I shut my eyes. And
hey!
If I shut my eyes, I must bare my teeth. Because it comes from a place called my heart. I love this. Thank you, my friend. Please come to the show.
You had to be crushed that Merv Griffin was there, and you had to sneak into the cathedral today.
Listen, I could talk about the funeral until I turn blue in the face, which would be impossible due to my leathery skin. But I've got an exciting offer, and it's in development, and it's something that I like moving my jaw around like that. It's something we're excited about at Casa de Shenandoah. This is a new product.
And everybody, really, if you want to know this joke, seriously, go to WayneNewton.com. I ask you not. You will see this. He's got his ranch, like J.R. Ewing's ranch, on the internet.
Casa de Shenandoah, it is a ranch. We raise our own horses. I've assisted in the birth of many of those colts, and if that's what they're called. And I will tell you something that excites me greatly.
Peyton, Edgerton, and Marvin, the triplets.
We are going to come out.
The Indianapolis Colts.
With a wonderful, wonderful line of Wayne Newton products for each and every one of you.
Really?
It's hair care, skin care, and also it's slight adjustments you can make to your own body that cause the face to be, It's a tape-based, it's a scotch product
oh.
from DuPont. And it's something that you take your neck and you squeeze your neck back together. Now, all you have to do, it's much like a Band-Aid. Are you familiar with the Breathe Right strips you use for your nose?
Yeah.
Well, what you do, and this is an exciting product, you take the scotch tape or the tape product, the Breathe Right, and you tape it to the back of your neck, a la Marsalis from Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it causes the skin to tighten around your neck and face.
Come on.
Giving you that youthful appearance.
Archie Bell, tighten up now.
It's wonderful.
Archie Bell and the Drells.
I should point out that at Casa de Shenandoah, peacocks and swans roam freely. They're free to fly away. if they choose to, but they want to stay like me in the greatest city in the world, Las Vegas.
If you go to the website, you can actually click on, and it shows Wayne's peacocks.
Yes, they're beautiful peacocks, beautiful swans. You bring to me such joy and lovely happiness. That you must always have good thoughts, my friend.
We're going to play Jeopardy with Wayne Newton now.
What a super show. A little bluer than I like to go.
Hey, we're clean now.
But you're doing a fine job. I enjoyed it.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. I think we need two contestants for Jeopardy here.
And can I tell you something to your listeners, please?
Yeah.
What these boys do each and every day for the obese in America is to be commended. I salute you. And
oh, you heard the 800-pound guy?
I salute you, and I salute your partner, and anyone else that would have a drinking problem. I would say, you know, keep working for the obese.
Thank you.
They're the forgotten man. There you go. The jokes stop now. All right. I tell you, I've been working on my karate for only one reason.
Why?
I want to kill Don.
We need two callers for Jeopardy with a very sincere Wayne Newton.
Let's have a talk, shall we? You, me, and our love.
What's our love?
My love for you, my friend. As I have love for everyone on this rainy day in our nation's capital. Salute to you, Don Geronimo.
Do you have any love for Nancy?
Nancy?
Nancy Reagan?
No, I was not going to share that, but I could work something up during the commercial break.
All right.
Salute to you, former First Lady.
Okay, heartfelt from your ticker.
You surpassed Jerry, my brother, on the scale of love.
Jerry Newton.
Jerry Newton.
Is that with an I?
Yes, he's changed it. He spells it like Jerry on Survivor.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
People take from me, or probably any performer, what it is they need. And you can't know what each of them needs. So the only shot you have at touching them in that place called the heart is to be what you are.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the hell is that?
Promoting voluntary sterilization. The Don and Mike Show.
That is gospel truth.
For that tape we just played?
Well, if I can touch you in that place we call the heart, I know I've done my job as a performer, my friend.
You're touching me in that place called my stomach. I think you're giving me acid reflux.
Now, that's you're a comedian, and you do great jokes, and we have good times.
Thank you, faggot.
That's why I'm here. Now, the jokes stop now, or I'll kick your ass.
Wayne Newton, great American. I should mention, as we go to play Love at Jeopardy.
Yes.
He is wearing a spacesuit right now. Why are you wearing a NASA spacesuit?
At the conclusion of your program right here, I will be stepping out, hopping on my private jet, flying back to Vegas. And that's why I'm not wearing my helmet. I'll put the helmet on. I'll be a sheet of smoke, and I will appear.
Are you aware when my best buddy, Mike O'Mara, went to see you at Las Vegas that you actually came out
in a spacesuit?
You know, we're not making that up.
That is entertainment, my friend. That's the way it works. And I'm very excited to be here right now on the Don and Mike Show.
Wayne Newton here for the Reagan funeral, although you weren't invited.
Great Americans, both. Let's say hi from Modesto, California. Great town. An accountant named Todd Leonard.
Where is Todd? Hey, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, my friend.
Now entering the studios, our challenger number two. This is a title clerk from the beautiful town of Wichita, Kansas, Middle America. A great place to be and raise a family. Let's say hi to Jason Moss.
Hello, Jason.
Wayne LQ, good day to you both.
Hi, guys. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question.
Please
I live with my mom.
Yes.
Clip-on tie, all that stuff. Here's your questions, the categories and the questions they are.
I miss my mom.
For the moms.
Mama Newt.
Speaking of moms, for the moms, do they drive Minivans or SUVs?
Fascinating.
Minivans or SUVs?
Huh. The creative juices continue to flow.
Oh, yeah.
The NBA Finals.
I love the NBA. It's a great little round ball.
Paris Hilton on TV before The Simple Life.
I played basketball when I was a boy.
How old are you?
I'm not going to reveal that.
That's category.
It's a showbiz secret.
And last week's top-selling TV shows on DVD.
Excellent. What a great game you've come up with today.
So, these categories, they're all over the place. Moms, minivans, or SUVs?
I salute you.
You salute me?
I salute you.
The NBA Finals.
Yes.
Paris Hilton on TV before The Simple Life.
She's trash.
How old are you?
Yes.
And last week's top-selling TV shows on DVD. Jason, we'll start with you.
I'm going to go with moms with SUVs or minivans.
All right, I'll tell you the name of celebrity mothers. Just tell us if they drive a minivan or an SUV.
Can I mention that category is my favorite? It's just so unique and pop culture-y.
Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa. Regis and Kelly Lee.
What is an SUV?
Oh, negative.
Well, Todd, you've got a great chance here. Here's your opportunity to steal.
What is a minivan?
Right, Kelly Ripa drives a minivan, Toyota.
$1 for the Toddster. Select again, please.
Does the mom drive a minivan or SUV for two?
Two. All right, how about this? Nicole Kidman.
What is an SUV?
I'm sorry, Todd Rader. Jason, your chance to steal.
What is a minivan?
Yeah. Now, isn't that surprising? Mm-hmm. You don't picture Nicole Kidman driving a minivan.
I do. I can see her do that. She's probably a good family lady that has to transport her progeny in any way she sees fit.
And thank God she finally is divorcing that faggot.
Yeah, he sure is. All right, Jason, select again.
Now, what
as long as the arrows are not shot my way.
What if Tom Cruise right called and said he wanted to kick your ass?
I'd respond to that in only way that I know, a karate chop to the solar plexus.
Mom's minivan for three. Oh, she's a new mother. Helen Hunt.
What is an SUV?
Yeah.
$3 for you, Jason, and the Argonauts, and let's select.
Navigator is what she drives, Navigator.
That's a big vehicle.
Sure is.
And, you know, really, I'd like to salute our oil companies in this country. I think they're the beating they take each and every day.
Yeah, okay, they deserve our support.
I'm working on a campaign right now for the big oil companies. Huh. Gasoline.
How about
it
this?
It gets you there.
How about this to help out the oil companies? How about we just get a couple of rags and just towel you down?
That's fine. I just think that we're beating up on these large oil companies that keep America going, and that's why I drive a vintage tank. Go ahead.
Who's
Jason, you're in control.
Jason.
How good is DVD on TV?
All right, now these are TV shows that have been put on DVD, okay? And these are the ones that you guys bought the most of this week, according to the Blockbuster.
Fantastic.
Stars Matt LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. Friends.
Yes. No. Not in the form of a question.
Toddster.
I am dumb.
Toddster, your chance to steal.
What is Friends?
Yes, Friends, the season finale. That was the best-selling TV show on DVD last week.
$1 for the Todd man. Select again, please.
DVD of TV show releases for two.
Stars Tom Wopat.
What is the Dukes of Hazzard?
Right.
Fantastic. $2 for you, Todderator.
Here we go. For three. Stars Buck Owens.
What is Hee-Haw?
Yeah.
$3. You've done well
in
this category.
Yeah, he almost ran the category. Who's going out and buying the box set of Dukes of Hazzard?
May I just say that I eagerly...
Must beware.
May I say that I eagerly await the DVD release of Here's Lucy.
Sure.
Where I got my start as the androgynous farm boy. Todd, you're in control.
NBA Finals for one.
NBA Finals. The TV network that's carrying the games.
What is ABC?
Right.
$1 for you, Todd. You've moved into a commanding lead.
Go again, please.
NBA Finals for two.
The team's playing in the finals this year.
Who are the Detroit Pistons and the Los Angeles Lakers?
Right. Very good.
$2 for you, Todd. Doing a great job on the Don and Mike Show.
Thanks,
on the Mike. Westwood One Radio Network.
NBA Finals for three.
He is coach of the Detroit Pistons.
Who is Larry Brown?
Larry Brown, yeah. $3.
$3 for you, Todd, and maybe a little one-on-one basketball would have prevented my weight from ballooning to over 700 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Todd.
Paris Hilton on TV for one.
Okay, Paris Hilton on TV before she was on The Simple Life, and also this is not counting her sex tape.
She's trash.
She appeared this year, 2004, on this Fox primetime soap opera.
What is the 70s show?
I'm sorry, Todster. We're going to get Jason over here to see if he can...
Jason?
What is the OC?
Right. And what was the dollar value?
Uno.
Uno. $1 for you. And Paris Hilton is a garbage can.
For two. Here we go. Paris Hilton appeared in this 2003 movie starring Mike Myers. Todd.
What is the Cat in the Hat?
Right.
$2 for you, Jason. Select again, please.
For Jason. Here we go. For three.
Sorry, Todd. I just like saying Todd.
Paris Hilton was in this 2001 Ben Stiller movie.
What is Something About Mary?
Negative.
Todd, how are you, my friend? It's your chance to steal.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry. That's
Zoolander.
And Jason, you're still in control.
All right, last category. How old are you?
How old are you? Here you go. I'll tell you a celebrity.
Okay.
You tell me how old the celebrity is.
Present company excluded, I hope. There you go, my friend.
Trent Reznor. You know,
what is
from Nine Inch Nails.
Right, what is 27?
Negative.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is 29?
No.
Trent Reznor is 39.
That's a surprise.
Wow.
I had no idea that he was that long in the tooth.
For two,
and
please.
I'm so sorry that Creed broke up. Todd,
okay, for two,
Jason, you're in control.
For two, I know he's a dear friend of yours, Wayne.
Yes.
Fitness guru, faggot, Richard Simmons.
Oh, bravo.
Wow, what is 46?
No.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is 61?
Double nickel, 55.
55.
And notice again.
And still manages to look stunning.
There again, I threw in that word, faggot. You didn't care.
Yes, of course. If it's directed elsewhere, send that sling and arrow towards me, and you're in trouble, my friend. All right, Jason, you're in control.
Last question on the board.
Last question on the board. How old are you? Hip-hop star Missy Elliott.
What is 31?
Oh!
No. Todd, your chance to steal.
What is 26?
No, I'm sorry.
Missy Elliott's 32.
That's the end of the first round of low-budget Jeopardy.
32, or as the kids would say, OJ. That was OJ's number,
right.
32. How old is she? She's 30. My kid said that the other day, something like, what channel is it on?
He said, Jeff Gordon.
I said, Jeff, we said, Dad, Channel 24.
Whatever. Very clever. Done in Europe beforehand.
I didn't know that.
I believe it was a European thing where you put in the name and it would relate to a numerical situation. My friend.
Final low-budget Jeff Hardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Here's your category.
I have to blow my nose.
Here's the category. She's so hairy. She's so hairy. That's your category. Here's the answer. She's the author who's written these goddamn Harry Potter books. She's so hairy. She is the author who has written every Harry Potter book. We need her name in the form of a question. Guys, good luck. Oh, and no Googling.
Thank you, Don. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive items from the Wayneware collection of fine letters. All of these handcrafted items are made to look and feel and wear just like my own skin. The color, feel, breathability, and texture of these jackets, belts, and wallets mimics my skin perfectly and allows you to keep Wayne Newton with you at all times. I'm sure when you try any of these products, you'll always say it's not just leather, it's Wayne wear. Now back to the final. Don't put your jeopardy.
All right, let's see. We want to go to
Jason.
Jason, thank you.
You're welcome, my friend.
Jason, she's so hairy, she's the author who's written the Harry Potter books.
I have no kids. What is J.L. Tolkien?
I'm sorry.
Negative.
Wrong franchise.
Negative. Todd, you're the big winner if you got the answer.
What is, I have no clue.
No.
What a shame. No winners.
And I bet you know her, Wayne. I bet you've been intimate with her.
Yes.
If you could, faggot.
Of course. Say no. The jokes stop now.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
That's the lady's name.
I said, J.K., come out for a bite of lunch and a ride on one of my stallions. She writes normally.
It's the type of game Alan Limewan loves.
Yes, of course.
We're giving away no money today. However, Jason and Todd, we ask you both, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Wayne, do you need your glasses to read the prize sheets?
I'm going to muddle through, my friend.
All right, here is Wayne Newton, who did not get invited to the Reagan funeral, to tell you what you've won. Guys.
Congratulations, Jason and Todd. This is Wayne Newton. I'd like to tell both of you, you won a 7-Eleven Big Bite. Wow, what a great place. And super big gulp prize pack, including a $25 7-Eleven convenience card. Stop by 7-Eleven for a Big Bite all beef quarter pound hot dog. I could eat 20 from Oscar Mayer and a super big gulp of ice cold Coca-Cola. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
You're good to 7-Eleven.
Congratulations.
There's more.
You won an exclusive Don and Mike logo sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls, courtesy of Golfdom. Live the game. Thank you, boys, and thanks so much for playing the game. This is your friend, Wayne Newton.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Don. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Well, I tell you what.
Thank you.
You sure do sound like a girl on this song. Joy and
pain. Wow.
The jokes. Stop now.
Are you calling me effeminate?
So did you wear a dress to the funeral today?
That's not kind. It's that kind of unkind remark. I think I've put those femininity questions to rest.
You know, another beautiful woman was there today. Bo Derek was at the Reagan funeral.
Occasionally went in my dressing room.
Yeah?
I mimicked Brenda Lee.
Oh, rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. And then I play my trombone, as only I can, my friend. Special life.
And you didn't get invited to the funeral, huh?
Regretfully, I was passed over.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
it's kind of a who's
one
who.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here is Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
What are you doing, Wayne?
I'm bleeding from my nipples.
Oh, dear.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Rush Limbaugh is getting divorced.
Oh, dear. Another tragedy. How can this nation sustain anymore? My friend?
Wayne, thank you. Always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up, yes. Buzz.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Wayne?
Yes, what's that, Don?
You're beautiful. That was very
professional. Goodbye, my friend. So long.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You okay, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Were you sleeping?
Quick nap, I'm ready to go.
Like, you know what Buzz needs.
Yeah, I know. He needs OnStar.
Yes, he does. OnStar personal calling. It's hands-free. Buzz, you could be driving down the road sleeping.
No.
And you could make a call without using your hands.
Oh. If Buzz was ever in any kind of distress, he could use his hands-free calling and, you know, just call out a name like Help 911. And his OnStar personal calling system would work wonders.
That's very true, Buzz. You know, you can personalize OnStar calling to recognize voice commands such as hospital, mortuary,
yeah, nursing home.
But enough about Reagan.
Of course.
We're talking about Buzz.
And there are no additional long distance or roaming charges.
OnStar personal calling has better reception in areas where there's limited range. So not only is it hands free, it's always there. And it works a lot of times when your cell phone doesn't.
If you don't have OnStar, and I know you're that goofball in front of me. Do all of us a favor and get it.
The OnStar personal calling is available in most markets. It's great. Thank you. Commercial over.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pep talk over.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers. It's the Don and Mike Show.
They help. Time for Buzz's new show brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. First tablet for Smoke Break is the first tablet for smokers. It's revolutionary. Get it at fine retailers. Just ahead of Buzz. Let's see what's on the line next week. Where is Beth Ann? B.A.? Hello? Did I call good through?
She's always working. Busy.
I know she is.
Hello?
Hey, B.A.
Yeah.
What do we got lined up so far for next week?
Oh, we got all kinds of great stuff. We've got Penn of Penn & Teller on Monday.
Wonderful. Right, that's from the show Bull S. We love that show.
I may have to apologize to him when we have him on the show Monday for falling asleep at his show in Las Vegas.
Well, that's okay. Buzz just fell asleep during our show.
No,
it
happened.
Your commercials.
It was a nap. Who else besides Penn Jillette?
And then on Tuesday, we have Rachel from For Love or Money, because For Love or Money is on Monday night.
Right. Remember we had the dumb bachelor guy on yesterday, so then we'll have the...
Probably she's the most memorable girl of the remaining six.
And once again, we'll be able to have that wonderful dissertation about who gets the $1 check and who gets the $1 million.
Yeah, and maybe we get a little perspective on that guy, because he was a little full of himself,
right.
I thought.
You know, I'm sure when we talk to her on Tuesday... We all know that she has a dollar check. I think she has a dollar check.
And what day is it next week? Sunday next week. Are we giving away a trip around the world next week?
Yes.
Yes, we are, from that movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So stuff's happening next week on the show.
Yeah. But that's why I wasn't listening to you, because I'm still working on other stuff right now for next week.
Wow. Gotcha. Way to go.
Okay. Right to the end. Right to the last minute.
Bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next week, the return of Match Game 2004.
Fantastic.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it's going to be tough, because not every answer can be penis.
Yeah, like it used to be.
Oh,
hi,
man.
Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Good old days.
Just in this hour from the PR Newswire, a statement from Rush Limbaugh's public relations firm that reads, Rush Limbaugh announced today that he and his wife, Marta, have mutually decided to end their marriage of 10 years. Mr. and Mrs. Limbaugh have separated pending an amicable resolution. That's an end of the quote. This announcement comes at what's known as the end of the news cycle, that is to say, 5:30 p.m. on Friday,
right.
When it would have the least impact.
And also, you know, Reagan is going to be all over the news all weekend. And,
right.
And then you've got Ray Charles, who is really still waiting for that third, still, because it's
you're not going to count Tony Randall, are you?
No. Tony Randall was, how many, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, like two and a half.
Too much separation. And really, yeah. Ray Charles, no disrespect to Tony Randall, I mean, he was an icon,
yeah.
not like Reagan.
So it's got to be at Reagan and Ray Charles level.
Yeah. I remembered who I thought today was totally out of place at the funeral.
Who?
Tommy Lasorda.
What is he doing there?
I don't know. I mean, I know we had the list of Bo Derek and everything. Right. But
was he next to the guy that owns the wax museum?
Probably. Oh, the guy from eBay.
Probably.
Hey, Rob, you should book that guy on the show next week to find out if he's ever sold his eBay wax museum.
I think when I checked this morning, it was like at $18,000.
Really?
Yeah, it's not moving.
Well, I guess he's not happy then.
No,
we'll have to send him a figure. Sorry about that.
So Rush Limbaugh is getting divorced, and that is a girl that he met, how long, you say 10 years?
Isn't 10 years. She the girl that designs his ties?
Marta.
Right.
Yes. The lovely Marta.
What, Robbie?
This frees him up to date, Sue.
Oh, suppository.
Oh, yeah, there you Rush go. Is available.
Right? That's who he's been having an affair with.
Hello, suppository. I'll meet you at 8.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was the same spot
as you in the alley. In the back alley.
Join me in the alley.
The cigar box.
Traffic's very, very congested. Oh,
Arnold Schwarzenegger was... Arnold was the first Californian to say goodbye to Ronald Reagan, and as everyone else...
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
As everyone else says goodbye to the former president, Arnold is comparing himself to Reagan.
Oh, God.
Sort of. They do have a lot in common, movie actors who became wildly popular governors of California. Their political strategies are very much the same.
Was Reagan's dad a Nazi? I don't think so.
No, that would be a difference. Yesterday, Arnold was on TV talk shows with quotes like this one from the Today Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ronald Reagan has always been my hero. I am not trying to be Ronald Reagan because Ronald Reagan is Ronald Reagan. I will always be Arnold. But I can't draw... I can draw from the inspirations that Ronald Reagan gave me.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I will draw from the inspirations and the thing and stuff.
Jesus,
that's good.
Dope.
Not everyone remembers Reagan fondly. That includes a college DJ in Fairbanks, Alaska, who's been suspended for a show he called a celebration that Reagan is, quote, finally dead.
Whoa.
Spider Bui, The station won't give his real name.
Hey, boy.
Wasn't even supposed to be doing a show. He was supposed to have been playing pre-recorded programming.
See, he's not Spider-Man, he's Spider-Boy.
Spider-Boy.
That's why the school says it suspended him for having a wrong show. The DJ says two-thirds of the calls he got from listeners supported his view. The station says it got some complaints as well. Quoting the DJ, I was sick of all the media glorifying Reagan and rewriting history. That was pretty despicable. Basically, the gist of the show was a celebration that Reagan was finally dead, end quote.
Oh, God.
Among the songs he played, Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking, a reference to what he said he'd like to do at Reagan's grave.
Wow.
Among other things.
There's a lot of anger, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. It's me, Spider-Boy.
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 Tough guy.
The judge in the Michael Jackson child molestation case says he doesn't want to taint the jury pool.
Yeah, you said taint.
I did. So the judge is clamping down even harder on the secrecy surrounding the evidence.
Please don't clamp down on me so hard.
The media's been arguing for more details. At the last hearing, Judge Rodney Melville said...
Oh, that hurts me.
Said he'd think about it.
Oh, that hurts me. Don't clamp on me. I'm not Jackal.
Yesterday, the judge decided to keep the details under wraps, including the questions and answers from the grand jury. He'll also keep hidden some of the specific charges against Jackson.
There it is. He clamped down on me. Look. A bruise.
The judge says he's afraid that releasing the evidence could make that evidence inadmissible in the trial.
Bye. Oh.
Robbie, I need a jingle.
Oh, you do?
You got it? Thank you. Hello? This is Spider-Man.
Boy.
Spider-Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan's dead. Reagan's dead.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
I hate
momentum
that song.
For the skin.
So do I.
Thank you, Spider-Boy.
He loved his cars, he loved
I love Joe Gibbs.
But in Redskins' land, we're glad he's coming back.
He was coach when Reagan was alive. Reagan's dead. I'm glad I'm Spider-Boy.
Spider-Boy.
Can I make you legacy, Joe Gibbs?
I'm on the next story.
Ken, I'm on the story two stories ago.
Hi.
It just took me a moment to find the Joe Gibbs song.
Stop clamping down on me.
Can't buy me love. Having more money does not mean you'll have more sex, and that's coming from some economists.
Please tell. You know where you could have done that survey?
Where?
Right at this microphone.
If only I'd known. Instead, I turned to researchers at Dartmouth and the National Institute of Economic Research. They launched a study of the, quote, still relatively unexplored links between income, sexual activity, and well-being.
The more zeros added to my paycheck, I swear to God, over the years, it's like accounting. The less times I get action.
Wow.
So you take a jelly bean out of the jar every time you get a zero.
That's right,
Or take a few hundred jelly beans out of the jar.
That's right.
Now, the Institute normally just studies
on cash.
I just go to the ATM.
This time, the Institute surveyed 16,000 Americans about money and sex. They found that well-being, or happiness, is very much connected to how much sex you have, but that there's virtually no connection between sex and how much money you have. They say it doesn't seem to affect how often you have sex or the number of partners. In a depressing discovery, they found that Americans, on average, have sex only two or three times a month.
Hmm.
Boy, that sucks.
Yeah.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a... should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko. That was two stories ago. Ha! It's Spider Boy.
Hello, and I'm Michael Jackson from story number three.
By the time you're, say, 88 years old, how many hours do you think you will have spent waiting in the car while your wife does some shopping?
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, that's back to story number two.
For an elderly Miami man, it was about an hour too long.
Hold on, Buzz, please start over again.
Okay. By the time you're 88 years old, how many hours do you think you would have spent waiting in the car for your wife who's inside shopping?
Oh, Christ. 10?
Okay. Well, for an elderly Miami man, that was an hour too many.
Oh, I see. This it wasn't like a quiz. It was. Oh, he.
I think we got. I think we got a death coming up.
I'm interested in. Well, no, actually, no one died.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Hold on, please.
903 and 14K on the award-winning Jeff Christy Rock and Roll Radio Show. With fun and frolic for all, some of you no doubt still wondering what award I have won. I'll tell you.
Five stories ago.
Yeah, the original story. Rush Limbaugh.
Non-stop music. Radio.
That's Rush Limbaugh when he was a DJ. That was five stories ago.
Jeff Christy was his name.
Before he was married.
So what happened to the 88-year-old man?
Emilio grew weary of waiting for his wife in the store, so he stormed out to the car to listen to the radio. Good move. Good man. But being 88, he accidentally put the car into gear, hit another car, and then threw it into reverse and hit four other parked cars.
Oh, no.
No one got hurt. Emilio...
Guys!
Emilio got cited for careless driving. His wife received no citation for careless shopping. But what's the alternative? Dying at home alone in your pajamas? In Tokyo, they just found the decomposed body of a man in his apartment. They figure he must have died about 20 years ago.
Oh, where'd that happen?
In Tokyo.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well.
God.
And Sean, he's going to have a few
jap plays.
No disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call jap plays.
Right.
Okay.
No disrespect.
Surprise things. And
no disrespect.
No disrespect
no.
to anyone.
Thank you, Bill.
Of course not. This guy sneaked into death about 20 years ago. They probably never would have found him if construction guys hadn't been about to tear down the building. His skeleton was lying face up on a mattress. The calendar said February 1984. The newspaper on the table said February 20th, 1984. Hello. Police say the man divorced his wife when he was about 55 years old in the early 80s. The upside, he never had to wait in the car for his wife at the age of 88.
Okay, so you just, what you just did was you just referenced back to story number six.
Tied them together.
There
right?
you go.
Yeah.
So if that's six.
It's backward
what,
day.
What story are we up to next? What's the number, Buzz?
Number eight coming up next.
And what's number eight?
Assistance from the devil.
Can you supersize that? I'd like a number eight, please.
You got it.
Assistance from the devil.
Supersize.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dedicate that to Ron Reagan.
Yeah.
Now, here's Buck.
Hi, Don and Mike.
If you were way up high...
You know what's late in the show. With... He says, God damn it, I said, dedicate that to Ron Reagan. Mike goes, yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Whatever.
Yeah!
Legitimate question.
Yeah!
If you were way up high, dangling and hanging on for dear life, would you accept assistance from the devil?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I would.
This guy did as well. At an amusement park in Stockholm, Sweden, a 16-year-old boy...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
A 16-year-old boy was clinging to the edge of a gondola on a Ferris wheel. How he got there, we don't know yet.
Wow.
A guy who wears a goatee and a devil costume at the nearby haunted house attraction came to the boy's rescue and saved him.
Mm.
The devil guy's real first name is Ben-Hur. Jacques, do you like stories about gladiators?
Ben-Hur?
Yeah, that's the guy's real name. He's given his birth name.
So his last name is Hur and his first name is Ben?
No, his first name is Ben-Hur. I didn't bother with his last name because it wasn't nearly as amusing.
His last name is Schwartz.
Maybe you heard that the classic X-rated movie... Oh, it's the devil.
Well, look who's here. It's been a long time. How are you, Lucifer?
Are you kidding? I was at the funeral today.
Oh, you were? I had no idea. Oh, that's not good. Oh.
What do you mean that's not good?
No, it's very
good. I was good friends with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I don't believe
I'm good friends with all the presidents.
You know what? You're a conjurer. You're a liar. You're troublous. You are.
Hey, check out my tail.
You know, usually you burn me when I say something like
that. I don't have that sound effect right
now. Oh, that's too bad.
Because the second to get the machine going.
This is true. Well, you're a liar is what you are.
Ow!
Oh, you said that.
Ow! Ow, no, enough! Enough! Ow! Ow! Ow!
I shared a cab today to the funeral with my good friend Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in your stable.
All of my clients were there.
Really?
Bo Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Douglas.
All of them?
Have you heard him trying to speak?
Yeah.
Oh!
that's your doing, huh?
That's funny.
Wow, man, that's not funny at all. I think
you're don't screw with Satan.
I guess
yeah,
not.
You don't. I just learned my lesson. My clothes are still singed.
Well, maybe you heard. Oh, I'm sorry.
And I just wanted to say one little thing.
Yes.
Before I leave for the weekend.
Right? Yeah.
Dr. Natasha's hair is high.
There you go.
I gotta go. Ryan Seacrest is on the phone.
Dr. Natasha won't be on the show again, will she say?
No, because you guys do a clean show now.
Oh, that's a little sad for me.
Satan, ow!
Bye, Satan. There he goes.
One of my best pieces of work.
Yeah, good job.
Did you like that?
Yeah, good job.
Had a lot to do with that.
That's Satan, ladies and gentlemen.
Satan out. Maybe you heard that the classic X-rated movie Debbie Does Dallas has been made into an R-rated musical stage play.
Really?
Which is now traveling the country. But you probably asked yourself, will it play in Wichita? Answer, yes.
Well, you would know. You're Mr. Wichita.
The play has opened to a solid mainstream review in the local paper, the Wichita Eagle. The paper calls the musical a novel concept, interesting, with charm, sly satire, with believable characters, it says.
Buzz, your dad lives out there. You think you can hook him up with some tickets?
I hope so.
Is there any nudity in it?
Father's Day is coming. Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just some references.
Isn't that typical Wichita?
Yeah.
You'd have Debbie Does Dallas with no nudity.
Yeah, it's not fun.
That's the play, but Wichita has changed. The play's reception's a far cry from Wichita's history of banning the musical hair and optically modifying deep throat.
Oh, what am I saying about, you know, don't I remember?
Right.
We went to Wichita back
remember
in the
controversy
of the Las Vegas style shows.
Right.
My God, no wonder they have a Debbie Does Dallas play with no nudity at all in
well,
Wichita.
Well, the play doesn't have any nudity anywhere it plays.
It
see, what Buzz's
riot.
Point is, gentlemen, is that Buzz is saying Wichita has progressed, that Wichita
yes.
is making progress.
They got the Debbie Does Dallas.
But I'm saying,
I understand
know,
that
about
point.
The play, I'm saying we need nudity in a show called Debbie Does Dallas.
Is the Debbie Does Dallas, is it playing the Cotillion?
Is that the name of the play?
That's where we almost got kicked out.
Century 2, I don't know where.
And Buzz, based on some of the phone calls we've received from Wichita, uh-huh. I don't know if things have really progressed in my second hometown of Wichita, Kansas.
I kid because I love, but whenever the plane touches down in Wichita, I always mumble, welcome to Wichita, where the local time is 1973.
Yeah, and I tell you, I'd like to optically modify some of those callers.
Hold on. Up. We just had a whole bunch from Wichita, and they all just dropped off.
Of course they did.
That's area code 316. Is that what
yes,
you saw?
That's
was?
Correct. That's
KFH right. FM, right? Yeah. They all just called. Forget it. You're out of there. It's hung up on all of you.
Forget about it.
Well, I presented this story in this review as a public service for towns roughly the size of Wichita or smaller. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And Paris Hilton has finally agreed to do Letterman, as Don mentioned earlier. She's promoting a new season of The Simple Life, the show she does with her friend Nicole Richie, also aforementioned. Nicole, by the way, has announced that she is still a virgin at age 23.
Excuse me, that is the built-in lie detector going off. I think she had her hymen broken before she broke her first tooth.
Oh, God.
According to Nicole, if Brittany can say it, I can say it. And Nicole, by the way, says she's obsessed with Brittany.
And Lindsay, what's that girl's name?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan says they're all retarded.
Yeah, they were all on the MTV Movie Awards last night.
And I want you to know something. I didn't watch it.
Hey, I watched some of it.
I could have.
You didn't miss nothing.
I know.
And speaking of Brittany, who also calls people retarded, she got her knee blown out. Not badly,
not
hopefully.
Badly.
It happened during a dance rehearsal for a video she was shooting in New York. She had to cancel two shows back in March because of another knee injury. Now she's getting arthroscopic surgery to remove some floating cartilage.
Ooh. Here's Britney Spears' doctor.
Tonight I saw and heard one of the most disgusting,
Dr. Mora,
sick demonstrations in my entire career, probably the worst.
Right.
When Wade Wilson got hurt,
Britney Spears,
I looked up in the stands and saw people standing, clapping, and cheering when he was laying on the ground.
When she was laying on the ground.
And I'll say this, those are some
sick
people. Mentally sick.
Mentally sick.
I thought it was horrible, disgusting, embarrassing, shameful. It stuck. People are sick when they do something
sick in
like
the
that.
Head.
Absolutely friggin' sick.
What should happen to them?
Guys out there busting his ass,
Britney
like
Spears.
All of our guys were,
gets his knee blown up.
What should happen?
Badly, hopefully.
What should happen?
And they're standing and cheering and clapping.
Right.
Those are sick people.
What do you do?
Sick in the head.
What do you do?
They ought to get their ass thrown right out of the stadium.
There you go.
Britney Spears' doctor, Jim Mora.
In sports, police in Lisbon, Portugal are pretty sure there won't be much, if any, violence from the fans when England's soccer team plays the team from France there Sunday. You know, those soccer matches. Well,
right.
Here's why police think what they're thinking, that there'll be no trouble. Here's their strategy. They've announced they will arrest people for being drunk. They've announced they won't arrest people for being high, getting high, or having weed, and no confiscating of anyone's stash, they
say.
Hey,
we're going to Lisbon.
Quoting one non-impartial observer, alcohol makes fans fight, but cannabis smokers will be shaking hands and singing together.
We'll see.
And finally, it never worked for the guys who wear female body inspector t-shirts, and it didn't work for this guy much.
Hey, I get that FBI female body inspector.
In Lebanon, Pennsylvania, a man has been arrested for his scam to get free drinks at a local bar. 32-year-old Bob Magliocchetti of Pottstown posed as a liquor control inspector and threatened to card every customer in the joint if he didn't get free drinks.
I got hiccups.
Wow.
He's been charged with extortion and disorderly conduct, fined $450, and ordered to write letters of apology to the bar and the liquor control board. He was also charged with impersonating a public servant. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, no.
That's it. We got to go.
No.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Love your feet. Love your Bart. We'll be back Monday.
With a brand new episode. And good day to you, sir.
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 Oh, and Monday also, I think my wife and Robbie's wife
are drinking heavily right now.
Right now as we speak. And we will have a tape of that on Monday as well.
Excellent.
What could possibly go wrong?
La la.
Put your napkin on your lap.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.